morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday.
It's already Friday.
It's the second Friday of this week.
I would like to put in place a new amendment to the Constitution.
What?
I propose we have every Wednesday off.
Wednesday should be called Skip Day.
Yes!
Not Hump Day.
Yes!
Skip Day.
And we just skip right over it?
Yeah.
Because wasn't that amazing?
It was pretty
great. It was like you work a couple days, you get a day off, and then you've got a Monday, Thursday, and
Monday.
A Tuesday that's really Friday.
Okay.
And you feel incredible.
Pretty great. Pretty great.
If I could enact one law,
yeah,
that might be it.
That would be a good law.
Yeah, so you'd still get your weekend. We just also get Wednesdays.
Oh, man.
So basically, I'm just asking for a third day off every week.
Yeah. We need another one.
We really do.
Right. I'm performing an experiment over here on the computer.
Okay.
I've restarted it.
If you're
watching on the webcam, that's what happened.
We apologize. You had to shut it off.
A certain member of our staff.
Who shall not be named, because that's not cool to do to Celeste on the air.
Yeah, we'd never. I'll give you her initials, though.
Right.
Celeste Mitchell.
Right.
She loves to leave this computer on.
With 140 tabs.
Sometimes it's a game. It's how many tabs can I leave open on this computer? And today, when I opened the computer up, it actually said virtual memory is too low. So,
yeah.
Like, the memory that it's using while stuff is open is too low on our computer because so many windows. They were talking about that girl that was really funny on Twitter.
Oh, that's right. We were listening on the way home.
Yeah. I don't know her name, but she had like 20 of her tweets opened up in different windows.
If you don't tune in for Afternoons with Celeste, you're missing out. We were listening to her and Mitch yesterday.
Yeah.
On our drive to the DJ dinner.
DJ dinner.
And,
with the buckets.
It was pretty hilarious.
It was fun.
So, yeah. Make sure you catch that every weekday from 2 to 6 p.m. It's Celeste in the Afternoons.
We had a good time last night.
We did. Last night, we got to enjoy a DJ dinner, you know, for our share-a-thons. Biannually, we throw out an offer, if
an
you will.
An offer. And sometimes people take it.
Yeah, dinner with the DJs, and it's basically dinner with this here Team Awesome Morning Party. And last night, we fulfilled one of them obligations.
We did. We had a good time.
Got to spend an evening out with the Puckets. So
yes.
Big thanks to the Puckets for supporting Static Radio.
That Dale, and, he's a cool guy.
Yep. Dale Puckett.
Dale Puckett.
And so, yeah, his daughters happened to be in town.
Yep.
Members of Poema.
They were here yesterday.
They were here yesterday. They played a new song, and we said, hey, you never showed us your demo. You never did this. You are also really awkward on the radio. What is wrong with you? Because they're hilarious in real life.
Yeah.
And so they wanted an opportunity, a chance, if you will, to prove themselves.
To
as
redeem
hilarious.
Themselves.
And they started writing material for the show last night.
They did.
It was amazing. So we said, you know what? No. We used the old adage that is our adage.
Yes.
Save it for radio.
Save it for radio.
So coming up at 8:30 today, the girls are going to be taking over this here morning show.
They are.
We're going to give them an opportunity to redeem themselves.
They probably won't. They said, we hope it's not awkward. And I said, oh, it'll be awkward because it's you two. But that's fine.
It's going to be cool. So, fans of Poema, I got like 5 to 10 new fans yesterday.
I did too.
Simply because they put a photo of us up and said, hey. And then all of a sudden, Twitter's blowing up from like Georgia and Colorado and all these people who are discovering Static Radio. Just because Poema tweeted it. Anytime I want any information sent out to the world, I'm just going to ask Shailene or Elle to put something on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, and the world will know.
Be like, hey, can you ask all your stalker dudes on Instagram to, number one, follow me, and number two, retweet us, please?
Could you just please? A little goes a long way for us.
Just a little bit.
Oh, it was amazing.
Just a little attention.
Yeah, so that attention coming up.
Yeah.
8:30, but before that, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, of course, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. It's Friday!
I haven't seen
we're
Sam
excited.
In a while.
I
yes,
know.
We're excited.
That's right. You've been away.
I've been away.
Well, let's get to it.
Man, this song, huh?
It was in there.
That's cool, man. I like it. I thought they did good.
It's Team Awesome Morning.
Now!
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
Good morning. How you doing there, buddy?
Gross. It's gross. I made the coffee and I put too much water in it. It's horrible. Should have known.
I feel like Stever failed you. I'm sorry.
No, he didn't. I tried to fix my mistake from the other day because I didn't put enough water in there, so I overestimated this time.
Stever is the king of early morning coffee making. Like, he does it in a great way.
Yeah.
But this morning he took a little detour so he didn't need to make coffee.
It's not as bad as gas station coffee, but it's just not... It's not full.
Ugh. Amazing.
I'm going to have to redo it.
Okay.
I'm going to redo the whole thing. Sometimes you just got to start over.
It looks pretty tan. Like,
I know.
Is it light?
Yeah,
is that why it's weak?
It's too much water.
Yeah. Ugh. I'm going to have to try that. It is 6:32, which means are you ready for your segmente?
Yes. I'm not letting anybody try the coffee.
I have to try it.
No, here, try it.
All right, here.
Before we go.
Before we do breaking news. All right.
Ugh. Just get ready, though. It's bad. Water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad because it doesn't taste like anything.
Water.
It tastes like metallic water. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay.
I shouldn't use the toilet water, too. That
was
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news, the coffee is horrible.
That's not breaking. You made it.
I know. It just broke. It broke me. It broke my spirit. And it broke my heart.
I'm sorry.
Breaking news is coming today from Yahoo. We're going to do a little CNN. We're going to do a little Fox News so I don't get yelled at. And we're going to do some InfoWars, which is my conspiracy website. I'll have to go look at. Okay. So let's see. What's going on? What's going on? Oh, there's a giant snowstorm rocking the northeast part of the country.
Yeah.
Just destroying stuff. No, it really is pretty bad. Look at this. Fierce winter storm pounds northeast. Boom!
Man, I wish we could get storms like that.
You wish now, but when they happen, you don't wish.
That's true.
You're like, no, why would I ever wish for this? Let's get some stats on the storm.
Oh, yeah, it looks so terrible. The photos that they're showing on the news are of kids making snow angels.
Well.
It's obviously bad.
Look at this.
Stay inside unless you're a cute 8-year-old girl making snow angels.
Gosh, the storm which brought plummeting temperatures that reached 8 degrees below zero in Burlington, Vermont early Friday with a wind chill of 29 below zero dumped 23 inches of snow in Boxford, Massachusetts. 13 inches of snow fell in Boston, while Lakewood, New Jersey got 10 inches and New York City got up to 7. That's a lot of snow. U.S. Airlines canceled more than 2,300 flights Thursday because of the snowfall and low visibility. And I had never experienced, like, delayed.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever really had a delayed flight ever in my history of flying until the holidays. No. Yeah, I guess so. But that was years ago.
This is true.
It kind of counts. But
kinda.
The holidays, yeah. They just delay flights for no reason, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes you have to. Look at this.
Freezing
misery.
100 million.
Ooh.
Feel the storm's wrath.
Oh, look. Update from the story yesterday. The Catholic priest that they found murdered or killed or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Authorities capture man they believe killed the popular California priest. CNN is reporting that authorities had nabbed a man they believed killed the Roman Catholic priest during a violent struggle in a North California church rectory. The suspect, Gary Lee Bullock, was arrested Thursday afternoon in the southern part of Humboldt County near Garberville, said Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills.
All right.
There's no question in our minds he's responsible for this heinous act.
Wow.
Apparently he was released from jail just a few hours before it happened. Wow. Crazy. Look at this man.
Yeah,
that is a creepy-looking fellow.
Yeah.
Woo! So we got a snowstorm. We got...
A crazy
storm of man.
Yeah.
What's going on, speaking of crazy, at the InfoWars?
We have got to talk about this Mars thing.
Yes.
Coming up.
Yes. Oh, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Yes. This is when we went to Disney World.
Yeah, and you showed me this thing. Now it's in my house. Yeah. And I'm like, great. They know.
You have to use a band. It's called a, what were they calling them? D-band or something. But it's all like the cool, like now they have little pins you can put on them.
Yeah.
And, but you scan that band and you can get into any park. And then you can get your fast pass with it, and then you can put your credit card information on it. Gosh. And you can buy food, and you can buy toys and all kinds of stuff with this little band.
Man, how long until people hack into those? I mean, come on.
Well,
because when you're on vacation,
Magic Band,
you're not thinking about how much you're spending
no,
on
you're
things.
Like,
it's like, boop,
vacation,
boop.
Vacation.
It's possible. Wait, did I spend $9? I don't remember if that $9
How
went
much
there.
Was that Coke? Who cares?
Yeah, man. So you just take about $9 to $12 from each Magic Band.
Yep.
$140 million.
Oh, that sounds horrible. We're not reading that one. Okay, this InfoWars says that when scanned, the bands can act as a park entry ticket, fast pass, hotel room key. I forgot to say that part.
Oh, wow.
And a credit card. The Magic Bands, which are currently optional, are part of a new My Magic Plus vacation management system that can track guests as they move throughout the park. Okay. Efficient, perhaps. But post-Snowden, some worry that Magic Bands are nothing more than NSA-esque tracking devices.
Well, yeah, they're tracking your every movement while you're on the property.
The My Magic Plus system is designed to track users' purchasing habits, and if parents agree to certain settings, employees playing characters in the park can use hidden sensors to track children and their information, so Goofy can walk up to a child and say something like, "Hi, Bobby, happy birthday."
That's not how Goofy talks.
I don't know how he talks.
Ooh.
Say it. Say it like Goofy.
I don't know.
Say it.
I don't know.
Say it. Say it like Goofy.
Heisenberg. Oh, wait. What are we doing?
Pretty creepy. Plus, others worry that someone might be able to hack your band and thus access your hotel room and credit card. And now this is coming from a website called InfoWars, which is all about conspiracy stuff. It's a lot of fun.
But I don't know how much I'd take seriously.
Now, I will say this, though, about the hotel thing. So we had two rooms, and on the last day, it was just me and Dawn and my parents because my sisters and their families, they all had to go home.
Okay.
So we moved back into one hotel room.
Oh, okay.
Well, me and my dad were walking through the hotel later that night, like late, like 11-something, and we had moved out that morning back into the room. And we walked up to our room just talking, not thinking, the room that we had been in. And I held my band up, and it went kink and open. And then Daddy was like, "Wait, this isn't our room." And we were like, "Run!" And we ran. So I don't know if somebody was in there. But the Magic Band still opened the hotel room.
Wow.
Hours later after we checked out. So I don't know. They call it, they're in beta phase. So I don't know if, you know.
I love that you played guinea pig.
We did.
Like, yeah, we will.
Yeah, we
Why
will.
Why not?
It was fun. I'm trying to find. It's hard finding the news, man. It's hard finding the news. I need my sheet of paper. New York City got a new mayor.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know anything about it. Let's see. Red Lobster's closed. We talked about that yesterday.
Yep.
It's just hard to find breaking news.
Oh!
I know some breaking news.
Huh.
One of my favorite shows ever came back last night, and it came back strong.
Yeah, I've never watched it. I shouldn't say that. I watched the pilot years and years ago and was like, meh. But last night,
Community
relaunched with
back.
The original showrunner.
Yeah, he's back. And that's the first time in history of cable or network television that a showrunner got fired. And then asked to come back so he could fix everything.
Man.
And he did, and the show is awesome.
Yeah.
Because the people that were running the show last season, it felt like they were huge fans of the show. They're like, "We love the show so much. We're going to do it justice." And then it's like,
yeah.
Okay. Almost. But then now it's like the pacing was back, and it was really funny. It was good.
It was good.
So I'm happy that Community is back.
There you go. All right. Happy for you, buddy.
I guess that's just going to have to be breaking news for you.
Totally cool.
It's Friday.
Birthday's coming up in 3 minutes. If you want to get a birthday shout out in studio at mystaticradio.com, it's T-Moss and Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Yes! Happy Friday!
Happy Friday.
You are amazing.
I'm on a mission. Still not finished.
Oh, okay. Like, you were making coffee, you were running back.
Something went horribly
you
wrong.
You reconned.
And we're almost out.
Of coffee?
Sad situation!
You know it's not sad.
What?
6:45.
What does that mean?
Time for birthdays!
Oh.
Hey.
It's
Flashback Friday. Ladies from Poema asked for DC Talk.
Oh my gosh.
It's actually one of the best covers of all time. Second only to, see, best covers of all time. Oh, fourth quarter pick by Kyle Orton, originally done by Tony Romo.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Seaver, you just came in real strong.
Yeah, you did.
Mac, and the Mac is back, no slack. Oh, on the DC track, it's jacked. Beyond comprehension, I believe that I failed to mention that.
Hey.
There's a lack of recognition.
Padawan coffee
when it
maker.
Comes to his How position. And a beat can't be crossed over. So I kick my beat up Nova. I was a Christian growing up. What else is I supposed to do, huh?
There you go. You're going to get that all morning long.
Wow!
Hey, you know, we get through birthdays, you get to go to Sopo's and get some real coffee.
Yes.
It's so a mess in there.
We should.
I think I broke the coffee maker.
We should probably do this whole coffee thing.
All right.
Or birthday thing and get to the coffee. Right?
Yes, sure.
All right. Here we go.
Back in place, and I'm all up in your face.
I see this from the Disney Channel movie actress Coco Jones.
It's her birthday?
Yep.
Oh!
She was in Let It Shine.
I think that somebody that I worked with at Forever 21, a girl named Kelly, was one of her dancers.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So she would. Gosh. She kind of had like. Like, we would go play shows and then come back and work at Forever 21. Kelly would do the same thing, but she would go be a dancer and then come back and... So she would go, like, dance in these gigantic stadium shows. Huge shows, and then come back and work at Forever 21.
All right, so how old's Coco?
Coco is 21.
22. 15. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not her. I thought the girl she'd... But I thought it was Coco somebody.
All right, so certainly Steve-O will remember this, okay?
Okay.
A year ago, NCAA Elite Eight, gruesome injury during the 2013 Elite Eight.
Yep.
Kevin Ware broke his leg.
Yep.
Ugh. It's Kevin's birthday.
Oh, congratulations,
Louisville
Kevin.
Basketball player.
22.
23?
20.
Oh.
Yeah, does that mean he's still, is he like playing this year?
Yes, he played in 8 games this season.
Okay.
Wait, I know this.
Here comes Speed Racer.
race car driver.
Jeff Gordon.
Nah, it's Formula One, Michael Schumacher. Yep.
I don't know anything about Formula One racing.
He is 43.
I know a lot about Formula 4 racing.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's completely different. What did you say?
43?
38.
45.
Oh.
Wow, you were close.
Yeah, he was kind of close.
Do you watch Formula One racing?
No.
Are you a follower of it?
No.
Is it your favorite?
Nope.
Do you have the cards?
Mm-mm.
You love it.
I don't.
So half of the magician duo... Dick and Dom, Dominic Wood.
Hey!
He's celebrating a birthday today.
Fifty-two. I don't know who that is.
I never heard of him
63.
Either.
63.
36.
Right.
I was close.
Right.
Okay, so real close.
After Macaulay Culkin, this guy who was also in Max Keeble's Big Move took over at Home Alone 3 as a little kid.
Nobody knows and nobody cares.
Alex D. Linz.
What else has he been in?
Nothing.
Max Keeble's Big Move.
Oh. Okay, so Home Alone 3 was the one that we didn't want to watch.
Nobody watched that.
When did that come out?
I don't know. Lost in New York came out, let's see, early 90s. Because I was definitely, I remember going to see it in the theater. There was a line. There was a huge line. I'm going to say, like,
if he was eight.
Did Steve fall
maybe
asleep?
It was 8 to 10 years old when that movie
came out.
I'm
going to say 1997.
So I'm going to say he's 26 years old.
I say 24.
Five.
Oh, man.
You guys are the best at that.
We're the best, Steve.
Yeah, pretty much.
You don't even know.
The best.
Damn, yeah.
All right, so back to the 80s, I think?
80s.
TV actress from The Wonder Years played Winnie Cooper.
Everybody loved Winnie Cooper.
No clue.
Never seen it.
Danica McKellar.
Never seen the one.
So I guess, I think she graduated from UCLA with like a math whiz degree. Yeah. She's like this big math whiz now.
She was the best back in the day.
41.
I can't do anything right now. This song.
Yeah, actually, her and Fred Savage had their first kiss. Actual first kiss on screen.
Wow.
Oh, man. Winnie Cooper, how old are you? What'd you say, 41? Say 38.
39.
Oh, come on.
You guys do okay at this. You're very close.
Hey, we do okay, man.
You do all right.
Man, do all right.
All right. NHL. Member of the Hall of Fame.
Wayne Gretzky.
Played for Chicago and Winnipeg. Bobby Hull.
I was going to say Bobby Orr.
Mighty Ducks.
But obviously not because
Charlie. Emilio Estevez.
He is 55.
48.
75.
Oh, gosh. Obviously know a lot about hockey.
Back when every game was outside.
Does hockey still go on?
Yeah, they just had that huge... Ann Arbor, Michigan Stadium, they had an outdoor, the classic, the NHL classic.
I haven't seen a Mighty Ducks movie in a while. I don't know if hockey's still happening.
Oh, you're killing me.
I think D3 was the last time.
All righty. No one watched D3.
D3.
No one watched that.
Yeah. Was that Olympic Ducks or whatever?
I don't remember.
USA Ducks. USA Ducks.
Okay, so this singer, who was actually a member of the Continentals went on to become the Eagles. But this guy was a founding member of Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Nash.
Joe Nash.
Steven Stills.
Oh.
Bobby Nash.
Chuck Norris.
Steven Stills, dude.
Steven Seagal.
You know, he was also a member of a great band that included Scott Pilgrim. Steven Stills is the name of the character from Scott Pilgrim
versus
the World that is the lead singer in a little-known band called Samabum.
We can't say that on
okay.
the radio.
So Steven Stills' birthday.
We can. It's just awkward.
How old do you guys say
Steven Stills
is
61.
Oh man, 65.
69.
Gosh. Sport.
Chris Collinsworth.
Mighty.
Troy Aikman.
This guy has won 2 Super Bowls, both of them defeating Tom Brady.
Ooh. Tom Brady.
Eli Manning.
Yep.
Whoa! This man over here with the sports knowledge. You've got so much knowledge about sports. Now, spell dictionary.
I can't.
Ugh.
Eli Manning's birthday. Peyton's little brother.
Yep. Has more rings than Peyton. So far.
Ooh.
Feel like Peyton's going to tie him up this year.
So it's Eli Manning's birthday. Ole Miss alumni
is
that's right.
28.
You know he went to Ole Miss because Peyton's coach from Tennessee was at Ole Miss. Called him and said, "Hey, did pretty good with your brother."
Well, didn't the dad Archie? Didn't he go to Ole Miss?
Archie went to Ole Miss too.
Yeah.
All right. So, how old is Eli? What'd you say, Steve-O?
28. I think.
26.
33. Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
Man, he's getting old for a football player. Better hurry up.
All right, this film actor, director? May have seen him in the Lethal Weapon movies, Braveheart, Mad Max, The Road Warrior.
Oh my gosh, it is Mel Gibson's birthday.
Yeah, betcha.
You might have also seen him going crazy in recent years. Poor guy. He went crazy. Maybe he's
don't
back
even
now.
Care.
Hey, did you see that movie?
Fan.
Did you see that movie where he talked to the bear the whole
beaver.
Time? The beaver. That's was it good?
I have it on.
Is
I,
it good?
I have it on the DVR and I have not watched it yet because Chrissy's like,
it.
I don't want to watch
it's
it.
It's his I'm birthday.
Like, dude, let's watch it.
We should watch it for his
Can
birthday.
Can we watch it, please?
Alrighty.
Don't ask me, ask Chrissy.
It's probably been purged.
No, I have it.
Oh. Chrissy is the one that
okay.
controls
I
the
recorded
TV.
It on the
you
DVR.
You really are a fan.
I really am a fan.
So how old do you think Mel is?
Oh, he's old, man.
Man, he is timeless.
63.
He is Mad Max. Are you kidding me?
Did you ever see Forever Young?
Yes, Forever I did. Young. Oh, snap.
You know, Tom Hardy's about to be Mad Max.
Yeah.
Then you're just going to forget about Mel.
Nope.
Forgot about Mel.
That's what they said about The Dark Knight Rises, and I still prefer Batman and Robin's Bane. I'm just kidding.
You guys know Mel Gibson is having a birthday today.
He is?
Mel Gibson.
I said 63.
Let's get through this.
64.
58.
Oh,
man, you threw me
Our off. Final birthday of the day. Matthew.
Sir.
Bassist.
Of... Is this the Who?
No. Hey, let me help you out, brother.
Help me out. Oh.
Stairway. John Paul Jones celebrating a birthday today, the bassist and co-founder of Led Zeppelin.
There you go. I wonder how much crap I'm going to catch for this.
Oh, you're going to.
Maybe they're not listening today.
I am.
No, Steven.
Oh, man. You picked the song that has no bass in it.
Yeah, I started, you know,
he
with
was,
a different
he
song.
That's true, he
yeah.
tried. He knew that I would know this one. I actually did
Black
know
Dog.
It.
Dog.
I did not say Led Zeppelin out loud, but when you started Stairway to Heaven, I knew who it was.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, mama, sit the way you gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
All right. John Paul Jones celebrating a birthday. How old is he?
Loves this jam.
Loves it! 71.
Right. And... Steve-O?
69.
68.
Ah!
We are 2 years.
Dang it!
On this date in what year, Martin Luther was excommunicated?
1532.
He was such a rebel.
Are you right?
1532. I'm close.
1632.
1521.
Dang it!
Okay.
This is Martin Luther's song.
I'm such a Martin Luther Calvinist guy.
Okay.
I should have gotten that. I'm obviously totally that guy.
Ah!
I'm just kidding. I'm not. Thinking.
On this date in what year, Alaska was admitted to the Union?
Ooh.
Okay. Okay.
Obviously the early 2000s.
Yes. At least. There was a stamp. If we had a collection of stamps, it would tell us this information. Listen, Seward's Folly.
New quarters.
Seward's Folly, but it wasn't made a state until much later, around the same time as Hawaii.
Was that before or after the Bering Strait melted?
Definitely after. Okay.
Are you sure?
Nah.
Wait, no, yes. The Bering Strait melted,
yes.
And then they finally were like, okay, the Russians aren't walking over anymore.
Yeah.
We can make you a state now. Because there was a big battle.
It was Mongolians.
But it was... The...
Thank you, Steven. It was Mongolians.
Actually, there's a lot of... Yeah, Russia had it,
was
it before
Mongolia.
We did.
Nah, it was Mongolians.
Just saying.
We get it.
So, what year? Alaska. State.
Dang.
Do you want a hint?
No.
No.
Gosh, no.
No. No hints.
1918.
Okay. 1959.
You guys. Dragnet debuts on TV this date in what year?
Dragnet.
1961.
This used to come on Nick at Night. 1962.
61.
1952.
Ah.
Do you remember the movie with Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd?
Yes.
Okay, get this. Here you go. Ready? Ready?
Yes.
On this date in what year, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducts its first woman?
Janis Joplin.
And who is it?
Janis Joplin. Was it Janis Joplin?
We're asking for the year.
I know, but and who was it?
What year? Oh, what year was it, Steve-O?
1962.
Okay.
1989.
In 1987.
That's funny because that would have been my second guess. Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
What you want? Baby, I got what you need.
Aretha Franklin on this date in 1987.
Did you think she should have been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before Janis Joplin?
Yes.
Is Janis Joplin in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
This is what rock and roll sounded like when it started.
All right. Today, we're celebrating some stuff today, actually, guys.
Yes.
We'll get to that in just a second. Let's do this. It's J.R.R. Tolkien Day.
Oh, what? Yes.
Everybody do a Lord of the Rings quiz up.
We are going to do that live. We'll do that with the Poema Girls.
Man, they know about that Lord of the Rings.
I beat Shailene yesterday in that Lord of the Rings trivia game.
They beat me. I don't know a lot about
that. I'm the winner.
Okay.
I'm best at Thesaurus.
Yeah?
Yeah, my friend Jamie from Ohio cannot win against me.
Today's also Drinking Straw Day.
Ugh, never.
Me too.
Can't.
It's hard to, be a man drinking out of a straw.
It really is.
I don't use straws.
I can't.
Because somebody told me one time, they were like, you know how much, and then I can't say the rest of it, you look like with a straw.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm sorry. And they said, a man drinks out of a cup.
He does.
Okay, it is Memento Mori Day.
Wait, Memento Mori. That was the name of somebody's album. I think Flyleaf named their album that. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
It is, that translated is Remember You Die.
Oh. Okay. I'm going to look it up.
National Chocolate Covered Cherry Day.
Ooh.
That is all.
Today. All right. It's because they're manufacturing a ton of chocolate covered cherries today to prepare for Valentine's Day.
Look who that man is. Look who that is right there. Oh!
Swan is here!
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break.
Yep.
Coming back. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. Of course, don't forget. Poema taking over the studio.
That's right.
It's coming up later on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
I know every word to all of these songs.
I don't know any of these songs.
Hang on. It's coming up.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Flashback Friday with DC Talk in honor of Poema. Yep. Joining us in studio right now.
Epidermis is showing itself. Oh, that K-Max, he's always been just edgy.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Happy New Year. Is it too late to say Happy New Year? It's only the 3rd.
No, it's not.
What's the
late
protocol on that? How many days can you go?
Well, the 12 days of Christmas start on Christmas.
I think so.
Right? Or is it the 26th? I can never remember.
I never can remember.
Because I have this 12 days of Christmas app, and it's still going strong.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Okay, cool. So, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
New Year.
So, apparently, yeah, it's still time. I don't know. I will say this, however. I believe it was the day after Christmas. The tree was gone.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I was done.
You were done.
I was absolutely done.
Now, okay, let me ask this. When did you put it up? How long it had been up?
Since Black
Thanksgiving?
Friday.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Black Friday.
It was up for a good long time.
We didn't put ours up until a little after. Oh, man. Maybe like the first of December.
Chrissy is all about that tree. And so day after Thanksgiving, you know, it was like, we're putting it up. In fact, I think like Thanksgiving evening maybe even.
Yeah.
It was up.
Yeah, one year One year, Brenda came to me and she said, what are we going to do about the tree? And I said, hun, it's October. We might as well just leave it up until...
Yeah, well, we still got Christmas lights in the studio. Yeah. The talks keep happening about... I like it. I know. I said
it's not necessarily Christmas because you took all the other Christmas stuff. Well, there's a couple of things hanging, but the lights don't necessarily have to be Christmas. I think it gives the studio a cool vibe.
I agree. See? I like that. Maybe we'll take them all down out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave these up.
The ones that look like icicles. Yeah, that looks like Christmas. But this just looks like
this is just kind of vibey.
Vibey. Yeah.
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 So who knows? I honestly don't know protocol. I was just done with Christmas tree, so it was time.
I just know that by about January the 5th. When people are still wishing me Happy New Year.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, it's not so happy anymore.
Yeah.
It's already over. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it may still be happy, but we're not celebrating anymore.
Or it may be a new year. It's just not happy.
There you go.
So.
Yeah. It's a regular. This is a happy regular day. Year.
I woke up on New Year's Day, and it was really weird because it felt like it was just the next day.
Yeah. That's how we were.
Because
again, there were only because there were only the only four of us at home. Because all our other kids they came and spent Thanksgiving with us, so they were all with other family at Christmas. So which is cool, different but cool. And and so we're like, we watched two movies that my wife gave me permission to purchase that we've been dying to purchase. So we bought Planes and we bought Man of Steel. So we had a mini movie marathon, and we watched those two movies, and it was like. An hour before the ball dropped, it was like 11, and so we turned it on, and all this junk that I didn't care about on those were on. They were
That's
like
hilarious.
Interview things, and I'm like, I don't care about it. I just want to see the ball. So we turned it off and messed around for a little bit longer, and then about 2 minutes before the ball dropped, we turned the TV back on.
Yeah.
And we had our little sparkling cider. Happy New Year, and we kissed everybody. We said, good night.
Good night.
See you in the morning.
Yeah.
Good night.
We had a slumber party
about 12:15.
In our house.
Yeah.
Because we live on the west side, so everybody complains how far we live.
Oh, right.
Oh, it's so far. It takes at least 15 minutes.
That's so funny.
It's all the way across town.
So far. We'll come, but only if we can spend the night because we don't have to drive all the way home.
Don't know if the car's going to have enough oxygen to make it.
Dude, no joke. So we had a slumber party. We had our dear friends, the Bellevilles, were over, Joey and his wife and the kids, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So New Year's Day was pretty cool. We woke up and Heidi, Joey's wife, decided to make everybody French toast.
Ooh.
And I mean, it was, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
So I woke up to really yummy breakfast.
Yeah.
So.
And I forgot all about the football games on.
Oh, yeah.
Which is weird for me because normally I'm all about watching those, but I totally forgot them this year. We sat around and read and played games. And
what did we watch? We watched movies.
Yeah, we had a good. We watched That's Monsters what we did too. University.
I hadn't seen it
yet. Oh, you hadn't seen it? Yeah.
Dude,
that's
there's
a cute movie.
Something about Pixar.
They nail it every time.
Yeah. Well, is Planes Pixar or is that just Disney?
No,
it's a spinoff.
Cars
was Pixar.
They're all kind of the same thing now because Pixar and Disney have kept their relationship because Lasseter came over from Pixar. Now he's Disney. He's the head animator for Disney.
Okay,
so they're all sort of interrelated.
How is that one?
Planes?
Yeah,
it's good. It's a good story. It's not. Here's what I think. I think Cars, the first Cars, was mind blowing because of the way they were able to cause these inanimate objects to emote.
Right.
It was amazing.
Absolutely.
So even Cars 2,
which I still haven't seen.
Yeah, I wasn't blown away by the fact that the cars talk.
Right.
So the story had to carry it. And it's a good story, but I still think Cars is the best of the three between Cars 2 and Planes.
Okay.
Because that magical moment of understand or that these cars are talking.
Right.
That's gone. Yeah, that surprise is gone. But the story of Planes is a really good story.
Okay.
And there's some funny moments in there. And I mean it's a typical Disney type Pixar type animated and it's well done.
Obviously, I enjoy Cars a lot because when Jack was little that was the movie that was out. And so that was but I'm not like a huge fan and so I think that's why I never saw Cars 2 or on the flip side, Monsters, Inc. is one of my absolute all-time favorites.
That's one of my favorites,
I mean, that little girl, boom, I cry every time. I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
I cry.
Yeah.
So I was hesitant to watch Monsters University thinking that maybe, just maybe, and, like they're not going to replicate it.
And you were totally surprised, weren't you?
I don't want to say it was better. It's really
it was
good.
Different.
It's
a little
it's
different.
Different.
It was different.
But it was
better.
Different.
Right.
Yeah.
Which it's almost like comparing apples and oranges.
Yeah.
Because it's a totally different storyline.
It still got me.
It was great.
The relationship of Mike Wazowski and Sully and the way that it...
Yes.
happened.
I'm getting goosebumps right now.
I know,
it
man.
Reminded me of how Steve-O was here, and he was just trying to fit in so hard, and then I come in, and I'm like, hey, man.
And he's just,
I'm the new
Joe
guy.
Cool, and everybody thinks Matt's the funny one.
Yeah. Right. Like, hey,
and
everybody.
I'm the old former sales guy. I cannot get down.
he's the attractive one on all the billboards and all the pub shots. He's the one up front.
And
like,
you're with the peak, like the side.
He's got the almost
the symbol
ID.
In front of your,
I have to work really hard at everything, and he's just attractive, so they give him stuff for free everywhere he goes.
It's tough, man.
So it just really, I get that. I'm short.
Yeah.
He's tall.
Yeah. You do have two eyes.
I'm also bulletproof. Have I told you guys this?
Oh wait, we just moved into a whole different genre.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh man. I'm gonna take a random phone call. Static.
Hi guys.
Hey buddy.
I have a question for Sam.
Oh great.
Hey, don't do this.
Hey, I just wanna know, why should you not ask a cowboy to make change for a dollar?
I'm afraid to ask.
Well, you're only going to get 75 cents back because they always lose the fourth quarter.
Dude,
Sam
Swan. Awesome. That was awesome.
So heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking.
Hi. So sad.
TJ, I appreciated your tweet the other day, too, by the way.
Sure.
That was cool, man.
Oh, man.
I thought you'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I would. We have this friendly rivalry thing going.
Yeah.
Where he loves to pick on the Cowboys, which, you know, I appreciate a good cowboy joke because I can laugh, though I'm crying in the inside, you know.
Hey, well, TJ, enjoy this.
What?
Enjoy this. Enjoy this year. Enjoy the playoffs because next year when the Buccaneers have a real coach, I honestly think we're playoff bound already. Like, Lovie
Smith changing
it. You realize
that he coached the Bears and we still dominated, right?
Yeah, I do. However,
although the Bears had Jay Cutler, so.
I don't understand that. You had a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year because they re-signed him for 7 years, and I was thinking, really? Jay Cutler? He's worth that?
We've been guaranteed the division championship for the next 7 years.
Yeah, 7 years, so congratulations. Mm. All right, TJ.
Thanks, man.
Have a great
day,
buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
You too.
You know who my favorite team is? They were on top for, like, years. And couldn't be defeated by anything, and then they just got totally blindsided by this crazy, like, unstoppable force.
Is it Space Jam?
It was the dinosaurs.
Oh.
They're all extinct now. And nobody's sure what the force was.
Yeah.
But
I heard it was methane gas.
They were on top, man. They were on top for a long time. And then we had a little ray of hope come back in 93.
Yep.
The release of a little film called Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And it was like, wait, maybe we can make a comeback. We make a comeback. We'll be clones.
The genetic possibilities.
Did you watch Terra Nova?
That show?
Yeah.
I watched the first episode and said, this is like Avatar. And it even had the same guy.
Yeah.
And I was done.
You're out of your mind.
I couldn't handle it.
It was excellent.
It was too much like Avatar.
It was excellent.
And there were dinosaurs in there.
Yeah.
And you know how the animation on TV networks?
Yeah.
It's always that. It just bugs me.
I was a fan. I was really bummed when they canceled that one.
Yeah.
It was good stuff. We're going to talk about something real coming up.
No, we're not.
Okay, you're right. We're probably not.
Ooh,
it's like Friday.
It.
People are still on vacation.
Did you see him manually flip that?
Boom!
It's awesome.
I did.
This man is a pro.
He is.
1 hour away from Poema taking over the studio. In the meantime, enjoy the delightful sounds of Thrice.
A digital sea. Another digital sea is space. And we're going to tell the story of 9 weary travelers that might cross that digital sea and live on Mars.
Coming up, Static Radio.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning!
On Static Radio.
Young people, God's doing a new thing, isn't he? In our community.
You know he's doing it.
Oh, man.
God is doing a new thing. You know he's doing it.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party.
God is doing a new thing. You know he's doing it.
Flashback Friday.
That is really a flashback right there.
Man, when I listen to stuff like this, I'm like, why is Christian music get a bad rep? Come on.
Oh, man, last night we were at dinner hanging out with Poema, and we were joking about Flashback Friday because they're coming in studio today. They'll be in at 8:30 to take over the show. And I said it was Flashback Friday, and we mentioned Genesis and Huey Lewis in the News and all these bands that we've done for Flashback Friday, and they're like, I don't know.
I don't know all those. They're so young.
And so, well, and they grew up listening to Christian
music.
That's
true. That's true.
And so, so I said, yeah, tomorrow Flashback Friday, DC Talk. And I was being funny, and Shailene, like, gasped.
She was like, really?
Yeah. And she got so excited and was awesome. Like, all right.
And then we said, no, we mean real bands.
Oh, man.
And then they were looking at me like, what do you mean, real
band? What do you mean? They are a real band.
Gah.
So there you go. Some DC Talk for Flashback Friday. Now, we do need to change it up a little bit because we've got something to talk about. Sam Swan joining us.
Huh. No, we should do this.
We really should do that.
Let's do this because it's 45.
It is!
45 minutes. Careful traffic. Shout out to SoPo.
Yes.
Because they're awesome.
Solomon's Porch.
Yes, but anyway, we're going to do some traffic. Albuquerque, you're doing pretty good except for this thing. We got an accident Montgomery Boulevard at Carlisle Boulevard Northeast. This happened at 7:30 about 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
So be careful. I bet it's going to get pretty crazy around
that's
that.
That's a messy part.
Yeah. And then we have the construction I-25 in Paseo. Do not drive speedily into that construction because it will not work out for you.
It will not go well.
Also, don't text and drive. Because that's not smart anymore.
Or play Quiz Up and Drive.
It was different when your phone, like you had the keyboard. You know, most people have a touch screen now.
Yeah.
But when it was a keyboard and you could memorize where your fingers... Like, I used to, like, just drive and be like...
No way.
And I wouldn't even look at my phone.
Yeah. I knew I had students in my ministry who could text without looking at their phone.
And then I would glance down to make sure it was right and be like, man, that's good enough. Send it.
And that's when you hit a tree.
Yeah,
so exactly.
Don't text and drive.
That's what I'm saying. Don't do it. Now it's you can't do that anymore.
You can't.
Because now it's like touchscreen.
You're encouraging a whole generation to run out and buy the old flip phone again.
I can't buy it. They wouldn't buy that.
It's not cool enough.
Actually,
I don't know. Now it would be retro.
That's right.
They'd probably sell it at Urban Outfitters for $400 and kids would buy it.
I got this Motorola flip phone.
Yeah, boom, the Razor One.
If they came out with the brick phone, you remember the old Nokia?
Yeah.
Like if Nokia came out with that model, but it was a touch screen, can you imagine?
That'd be sick.
And the battery power was the same?
Well, I'm willing to bet there's a case like that. I'm willing to bet that that's a case.
That would be awesome.
I want a touchscreen bag phone again.
I got these ideas, like a shirt that just says, like talk to the hand or something. Like, I got all these ideas. Anyway, that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus.
All right, now let's move on.
That's what we were doing. We were talking about traffic during all that?
Yep.
That was
what?
Good.
Something like that.
Nice segue.
Guys, I need to go to the chiropractor.
Uh-oh.
My neck hurts.
Uh-oh.
And the reason my neck hurts is because I'm trying to crane it up to look to see if these people are really doing this thing.
Yep, this is happening. He hadn't heard about this.
I had never heard.
I haven't either.
You haven't heard about this?
See,
this is how long it's been. I'm pretty sure me and the old man were the first ones to talk about this because it's been in development this entire time.
Yeah. Look at this. Okay, so a few years ago, a guy...
Really old dude.
Yeah, really old dude.
Norbert Kraft.
No, that's not him. That's one of the applicants.
No, just kidding.
A really old dude that is super rich. He was like, hey, guess what? I want to send some people to Mars.
To colonize it.
Yeah, I want to send
colonize it.
To colonize it.
Colonize.
Yeah, you're combining pollinate and colonize.
Well, that's what they're going to do.
Colonate
they're
is
gonna,
something that
they're
going to
plant. They're going to plant
They're going to pollinize
trees.
It.
That's what Colin Rigsby does.
He colonates.
He moves into a place and he just colonates it because he looks like a combination of Jesus and Prince.
And he does!
And he sings better than both of them.
Man. Drummer for House of Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm giving him a little high praise.
There you go.
He's high praise.
He's pretty talented.
That's high praise.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'll talk about Community later. So we're talking about these people. It looks like now it's 9 of these people are going to get to go. Started off with 100,000 applicants because this rich man's like, I want to send some people to colonize Mars.
Right.
You will not be coming home.
Yeah.
You will go to Mars.
It's a one-way trip
to Mars, and you will colonize it, and if you will live or die, and that's it. So it's been whittled down to these 9 people, possibly. Nobody's sure. Because out of the 100,000 applicants, 1,058 moved on. That's about 1% of the total applicants. And now it's looking like, in this website, this is BuzzFeed, they reported in August 13 people who applied to the Mars One mission. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Mars One mission. And now it looks like 9 of those people
are going to Mars.
They're still in the game.
Still in the hunt.
Mars.
Do they have a launch date?
I don't know.
I thought it was 2015.
I just saw something that said Mars One mission hoax. We're going to be... So this is a developing story. But anyway, what I'm asking you, Sam Swan, is this a smart idea to just send people to another planet?
We are called to go out to the ends of...
Into the
Earth.
Galaxy? Not the end of the galaxy.
Okay.
I think that guy has more money than he's got sense. That's what I think.
I like what you did there.
Thank you.
That was a youth pastor.
That's an old one right there.
I see. Yeah.
That's just silly. I don't even know what to say to that.
Would you apply for it?
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't want to go to Mars?
Not forever. I mean,
if it was
like, you know, a day trip, then sure, let's try that. If I had to go into hypersleep, you know, for a month or so and then land on Mars and do some surveying and stuff like that and then come back in hypersleep, because sleep is a good thing. I like that part. But I'd go to the moon if I could come home.
Right.
You know, because I'm fascinated by Apollo space history. Mm. I mean, that the real stuff.
Right.
That, I love that stuff. And I would, if I had a chance, I'd go to the moon.
Now, do you mean the studio they filmed it in?
Right. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, my gosh.
Let's get into that.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody's going to go crazy.
According to Mars One's website, they say that human settlements of Mars is the next giant leap for humankind. Exploring the solar system as a united humanity will bring us all closer together.
By separating us by
billions of miles.
Mars is the stepping stone of the human race on its voyage into the universe. Human settlement on Mars will aid our understanding of the origins of the solar system, the origins of life, and our place in the universe.
Okay, but how are they going to get water up there? How are they going to get food up there?
They have these little pods right here. I mean, this looks like some prime
pictures?
Real estate.
Yeah, they're trying to get it like colonized and settled there. They've got So here's what's going to happen. I found this website.
Yeah,
this
okay.
is the okay.
It's called Mars One.
Mars One.
Okay. Mission Mars One.
Mars One's going to establish a permanent human settlement on Mars. Crews of four depart every 2 years, starting in 2024.
Nice. Okay.
The first unmanned mission will be launched in 2018, and so they're sending out... See, look, they've got like little cubicles, or whatever, portable buildings. They're going to send those to Mars first, and then C-3PO is going to build them and put them together.
C-3PO.
Because I don't know if they're actually thinking this through.
I feel like C-3PO is not real.
Oh, man! Okay.
Hang on. I want to read this section.
Okay.
On the Mars One website. This section is called Risks and Challenges.
Yeah, like, I don't know, going to space.
Let's look at the first one.
Okay.
Human life. Human space exploration is dangerous at all levels. After more than 50 years of humans leaving the Earth, the risk of space flight is similar to that of climbing Mount Everest.
Okay.
Mars is an unforgiving environment where a small mistake or accident can result in a large failure, injury, and death. It didn't say or, it said and.
I feel like this is the start of a crazy reality TV show.
So pretty much, he's like, you mess up, you're going to die.
Right, if you get injured, you're dead.
Yep. Every component must work perfectly. Every system and its backup must function without fail or human life is at risk. With advances in technology, shared experience between space agencies, what was once one-shot endeavor, becomes routine and space travel does become more viable. And then it goes on to some more stuff. The challenge is to identify the risks in every step of the 10-year mission. From astronaut selection through training, from launch to living on Mars. Mars One has incorporated into its mission plan a detailed risk analysis protocol built by highly experienced individuals, some of them with experience at NASA and the ESA, some of them. Again, no one's ever lived on Mars, so nobody has that experience. We're pretty much just like, yeah, but I know how to, I can do Excel on a computer. do you know how to do Excel?
I can fill in some blanks.
It's all about rows and columns is the thing. So pretty sure I can handle this. But you never know. I like what you did, Spirit in the Sky.
Hey, thank
you. There
you
go.
Yeah, there it
is.
No, I think from an exploration standpoint, yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, they just reached a partnership that is kind of promising.
I saw that.
Yeah, Lockheed Martin.
Lockheed Martin, which is a pretty legit aerospace.
Yeah, here's what they need. They're trying to figure out right now how to build permanent habitats. They're sending these habitats to Mars and assembling them with largely autonomous robots. So I wasn't too far off with C-3PO.
C-3PO, human-cyborg relations.
Finally, they need to shuttle the men and women to the Red Planet. And, yeah. Dude, that's some serious cashola.
Yeah, man.
For real.
We're talking about. So Lockheed Martin is working on a mission concept study for the 2018 Mars lander based on the 2007 Phoenix lander. So they're at least, like...
Well,
NASA's
been doing stuff with Mars anyway.
We have the Curiosity rover up there just crawling around doing who knows what.
Yeah.
Finding transformers.
Although,
and
I was going to say, wasn't there like a robot that they saw?
Okay, here's another thing. Check it out.
But he was a bad robot. We don't want to find those guys.
You're thinking, you're like, man, I don't know, because Mars, it's totally like just, you know, rock and just horrible. This thing says it's... Where's my little fraction here? Oh, percentage, not fraction. It's mostly carbon dioxide, 95% of the atmosphere. Carbon dioxide. That's what we expel.
Right.
Expel.
So does that mean somebody's been up there breathing all that time to get rid of all that?
Gosh.
Oxygen is a trace component.
It's a trace.
Now, this is what I'm saying. We got so much carbon dioxide up there. What we do is we go up there and we make some plants happen. Because plants breathe carbon dioxide.
Right.
So then they start breathing all that, and they just go, boom!
And through photosynthesis...
Boom. Plant, boom.
It becomes...
I'm talking about the vegetarian/vegan event of millennia.
You know, that's... Now you're onto something.
I'm talking plants going nuts.
Now you're onto something.
Plants on plants on plants. Started at the bottom, now we're here. Plants at the top. And then we go up. And we're like, sorry, plants. We're back.
Yeah.
Now we got to make sure though that the plants don't evolve to the point where they can eat us.
Well,
this is true.
That's going to take millions of years, Sam.
You know when they
that's going to take millions of years.
When we get up there, they're going to be like, "Y'all ain't coming in my neighborhood. Yeah. I'm going to eat your head off."
I saw the happening, bro.
The happening.
I just saw the little shop of horrors. That's
you,
all.
You
I
wait. Man, the plants
you saw
will be,
the you saw the right one. Gosh.
The plants will just be waiting, and then the humans will land, and they'll be like, "Should we? Nah. You know what?" It's cool. Anytime they build structures, we just overrun them. And then one guy walks off with a lawnmower, and they're like, assemble. Assemble.
And they speak that special plant language.
Yeah, they do. It sounds like this.
Wow.
Plant language.
We actually got a phone call.
I can't believe it.
Listening.
I can't believe it.
Static.
Morning.
Morning.
Yeah, one of my friends... /neighbors is a candidate to go to Mars.
Are you kidding?
He made the recent cut, and he's a retired NASA engineer. He was never an astronaut, but he worked with all the astronauts. In his Facebook profile or his Facebook page, he's got a picture of him with 800 pounds of lead on his back.
What's his name?
To test, you know, how it would hold up in space. And of course, if any of the cable snapped, he'd have been crushed. But yeah, he's 70-something years old, and he's one of the older ones that's in the running for going to Mars. He's all set and ready to go.
What's his name?
Ken Johnson. Ken
Wow. Johnson. That's pretty awesome.
That is.
I think. I guess at 72, you know, it's like, hey, I'll go to Mars.
Well, and look, I mean, if he was involved as a NASA engineer for all those years, he's a guy to take along
that's
on a trip
very
like that.
That's true.
He would know what's up.
Yeah, he didn't have his PhD, so he could never be an astronaut because that's what they required back in the day. But he worked alongside with all of them and did everything they did. He was even on Art Bell Show like 6 or 7 times.
Wow.
So he's an expert on radio and outer space.
Does he really think it can happen? Like, is he like,
gotta talk to this guy.
Oh, he really does. He really believes us.
Are you here in Albuquerque?
Down in Berlin.
Oh, down in Berlin. Okay.
Berlin.
I need you to get that guy in contact with. It would be amazing to interview that guy.
Yeah.
I will.
Okay.
I will. I'll pass along the info.
All right.
Man,
studio
that would be
at
awesome.
mystaticradio.com. That's the email address, and it goes straight to us. So.
Right on.
There you go. Thanks for the call, man.
Later, Gators.
All right, later.
Okay, so.
I want to talk to him.
I do, too.
That
Holy
would be awesome.
Cow.
In Berlin, New Mexico?
Okay, now wait. When we were first talking about all this
that's
stuff,
true.
It sounded
like kind of
out there and science fiction-y, you know, all that kind of stuff. But now, but this guy...
Right.
This brings a little bit of legitimacy.
Yeah?
At least to the science behind it. Or the
So we got a decade until this
crazy.
Is until humans are going to be released
okay.
into the
I'm,
wild.
I'm rethinking my position
of the
on
universe.
This. I would watch somebody go to Mars.
Well, I think that's why a lot of people yeah, are saying it's
I'm
a hoax
going.
Or a publicity stunt because they just kickstarted a like Indiegogo, mm-hmm. which is like a Kickstarter campaign.
Right.
They're like, hey man, we just need to raise $400,000 so that we can talk more about this,
yeah.
so we can raise more awareness.
What?
So that they can raise more funds because the amount of money. It's going to take to colonize Mars
yeah.
is astronomical.
To say the least.
I'm not laughing at
it's,
that joke.
It's out of this world.
out of
the
this
amount of
world.
Money is out of this world. It is.
There's not enough space to fit all that money in. Mine was,
I mean, talk about your head, talk
joke.
About having your head in
it
the stars.
It was a loose joke.
You know.
Gosh, this is terrible.
Okay.
This is a universal problem, fellas.
When you look at the picture of Mars and you're like, man, it looks really ugly. I was sitting there thinking I would never move there. And then I realized I moved to Albuquerque.
Oh,
and I'm pretty much, if I go to the end of the neighborhood and look out on the desert,
yeah,
that looks
that,
like
it
Mars.
It looks like the Mesa.
It looks
yeah.
just like it. I'm pretty sure I looked out and saw the Curiosity rover and was like, man, they've been tricking us again. What the freak, NASA?
We do have a lot of studios in Albuquerque that they can film.
They're just
effects.
Over at Q Studios going, hey,
yep, we're on Mars.
We need a live feed from Mars. Where's
yeah.
Barry?
Yeah.
Get Barry.
Did you guys ever see that movie, Capricorn 1? With
no,
I mean,
I
it's
not.
Old, like from the 80s, maybe. The only thing I remember about it is O.J. Simpson was in it. That tells you the quality of it. But the
Whatever,
story.
He was in The Naked Gun, bro.
It's a story about how NASA did this huge cover-up about a trip to Mars.
Really?
Yeah,
it was either Mars or the moon. I can't remember. But there's this huge, big. It's actually worth watching.
You mean All that right. documentary about the one they did in the 60s?
It is not a documentary.
I don't know, man. That flag's moving for some reason.
It is not moving.
Amazing.
Conspiracy. I suppose you think there was a second shooter.
Let
too,
me tell
oh,
you
man.
About a little
the
website called InfoWars.
Yeah,
San
I'm sure. yeah, I always check stuff against that one, against Snopes.com.
Yeah,
there you go. Hang on. I'll pull both of them
Don't.
Up.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we're going to delve deeper into the Mars one. We found some more information. We'll keep talking a little bit about
yeah.
it. I really want to talk to that guy from Berlin.
That'd be cool.
He was like in the running to go to Mars.
I wish he would call.
I know.
Hey, friend, if you're still listening, get your buddy to call us right now. Sorry.
Quick break. Right back with more. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Ow.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Flashback Friday. And today, honoring the memory of DC Talk.
R.I.P.
In honor of the memory of Poema.
This song is honoring... We're honoring the memory of DC Talk. DC Talk is honoring the memory of Nirvana with this song.
Yes!
Specifically, the beginning and the riff.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it.
Joined in studio by Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Here I am.
Coming up at 8:30, Poema will be in studio, taking over this jam.
I'm texting Dawn, and I said, are you listening to the show? And she's like, I'm about to. And she said, is it going good? And I was like, yeah, Sam Swan's here. And she said, my youth pastor.
Amazing.
I can't wait to meet her.
You're never going to meet her.
She's never here when I'm here.
I know.
Sam Swan, it is the year 2024. There are two colonies of Mars already there.
Yes.
Looking at about 100 people, and they say, Sam Swan, we need you because we heard you on Static Radio, and you're one of the wittiest, funniest, most theologically sound Baptists we've ever met.
Wow.
And we want to start First Baptist Church of Mars, and you literally
First Baptist
it would be
Church
the
of
first
Mars.
Baptist Church.
First Baptist.
You could always say you actually were the pastor of the First Baptist Church.
That's what, instead of Mars. Instead of all the churches being like, no, space exploration is wrong because it's not in the Bible or something, the churches really need to say, hey, we need to be the first ones there.
Yeah. Because
then we can be the first church of Mars.
There you
I'm
go.
Just saying.
There you go.
Would you accept the role of
you
the
You know,
pastor?
Now that you've put it that way.
See what I'm saying?
You put an interesting twist.
Just saying. I'm just saying. Because obviously, the Baptists have got to beat Mars Hill up there because it just makes sense for them to be there.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, you just started an interstellar war.
Oh my goodness.
What are the Methodists going to do?
A battle for the cosmos.
I'm just saying.
That's...
It only makes sense to have a Mars Hill there and a Starbucks.
Wait, Mars Hill at Mars would be called Mars Planet.
Or it would just be called Hill, because it'd be like, well, obviously.
It's redundant. That's like Earth Church. You don't hear any Earth Churches, do
Earth
you?
Earth Church.
Maybe there is. Maybe
I'm a member at the Church of
Reformed
Earth.
Druids or something.
You could
they
probably
just
find
small
an Earth
shrubs.
Church.
Yeah, maybe.
They worship the Mother Gaia.
Oh, man.
She was on Captain Planet. Later, I found out that she was like a pagan deity.
Oh, wow.
I didn't trust Captain Planet as much after that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And then I trusted him more after I saw that Don Cheadle skit where he was Captain Planet.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Whoa!
Yeah. So, now, that's interesting. If they needed a pastor, and if they paid my way, if I had to raise my own money, I couldn't do that in a lifetime.
Yeah, talk about, because, you know, like, normally you get those letters in the mail from, like, your friends, and it's like, hey, man, pray about this. I'm going to be going to Uganda for a few weeks. I need to raise $1,200, and if you could, you know, blah, blah, blah,
right.
I need prayer support. I need financial support. You know, you get the letters from the friends who are going on missions trips. Could you imagine getting a letter in the mail, and it's like, hey, man, Sam Swan here.
Guess what?
Taking a mission trip. To Mars.
Forever.
It's
going to
cost $1.4 billion. So, dig deep.
If all of my Facebook friends gave me $5,000, I could do it.
No,
that's all I need.
For my Facebook friends or Twitter followers, it would have to be $5 billion to add up.
Oh,
you know,
man.
The seven people that follow me, they would have to finance the whole thing.
Be amazing. Yeah.
Now, since you put it that way, there's an
way.
Interesting twist. They're paying
my
way.
Your way. There's already a colony there.
Those people are going to need to hear about the Lord
exactly.
and need to be discipled. And
so they realize.
I would be, because I am fascinated by space travel.
Yeah. I mean, who isn't?
I would consider that.
All right.
Can I take my wife with me?
Hopefully
by then all my kids will be gone.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean by gone?
Well,
what?
I mean out of the house. I mean, I don't mean gone. I mean,
Sam! Sam!
I mean, empty nesting is what I'm, you know, because...
Hopefully by then my kids will be no longer with me.
No. What
Wait,
I mean
what?
Is not
in
my house.
I'm in the house.
They're
no
at college.
Longer with me in the house.
They're at college.
Obviously still with me.
Can you tell I'm kind of looking forward to those days?
They're at college learning
nest?
About how cool their dad is at Mars.
Oh, man.
Hey, look out, Mars. Here I come.
I just hope by the time that I'm, you know, it's going to be a solid decade plus.
Well, right.
Brody's a baby. Okay, 20 years from now, I'm just hoping Netflix is still around. There's a lot of shows we're going to have to catch up on. And I just know that when they're all gone, we're going to just sit on the couch and watch all the TV we never got to.
Yeah.
So,
well, and you'll be able to do it with your Google glasses.
Yeah, my Google
glasses. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
You won't even need TVs anymore.
Oh, man.
Did you see that? You won't even need friends anymore. I mean, as it is, you don't really need friends.
You really don't.
I'm already there anyway.
Who needs friends
as long
when
as
you've
they're
got
fake
friends?
And they say like on things you put on the internet?
That's right.
Who needs real interaction?
I count my successful day by how many favorites I get on Twitter.
Me too, Sam! Me too!
I just got one. From Thebes. I just
I
got a favorite
one.
From Thebes.
Oh, man. See, had I known that's how you count your day, I'll just start favoriting.
Start favoriting some of my tweets. Yeah.
About an hour ago, a couple people commented that the camera was broken, but I think it should
be working. I fixed it.
You fixed it?
You fixed it.
Yeah, it should
one
be
of us
working
fixed
now.
It.
Here's a test wave.
The time was
see.
An hour ago.
I'm waiting
hey,
at the...
Hey.
Sorry?
Yeah.
It's, we don't, it we're be talking about now. Mars. We can't let you people see what's going on.
Yeah, we...
Behind the scenes of Mars.
We don't want you to see the aluminum foil we have on our heads.
Or the Illuminati. Because we're in it now. Steve-O's in the Illuminati. Steve-O's in the Illuminati.
Hey, you know.
He's in it.
What can I say?
Oh, man.
I could say the words.
Okay, look. Hey, speaking of that, I put up a tweet earlier, and I don't think anybody got it.
Okay.
Because I wrote, we're playing DC Talk for Flashback Friday because of the Poema Girls. Yeah. Hashtag, I don't want it. That's an old DC Talk song.
Why? Were people like upset?
I don't want it. I don't want it. Want it. I don't want it. Want your sex phone now. It was about abstinence.
Don't want what?
Sex. I said it. I said sex.
It was about abstinence.
And there was in the word. It said it in the song.
I don't want it.
I remember that song.
Are you the more Baptist allowed to listen to that song?
Yeah, because we started True Love Waits.
It was real controversial. Though.
I was going to say
because it had that word.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can't say Sex Bob Omb on here.
Right. Scott Pilgrim, that's his band, and this morning we're talking about his band, and I couldn't get it out of my mouth.
But you can say, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Don't give it to me now. Get out of here. Get out of here, you old floozy. Get out. That's what they should have said.
That was the original rap.
Yeah, the original rap was, hey, get out of here, old floozy. Oh, get out of here. And they were like, Toby, man, come on.
He was working on lyrical content.
That's back early in the day.
He's
like, I don't know.
What rhymes with floozy?
I like to think that way back.
Newsies.
Christian Bale, Batman. Interstellar, Chris Nolan, Mars. We're back.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how my mind
works.
Have
you seen the trailer for Interstellar? There's a trailer for the new Christopher Nolan film. It's kind of about what we're talking about.
Is that right? I haven't seen that one.
Matthew McConaughey.
Woo! Think he's going to Mars.
He's
one of the nine that are left.
What's he say? He's like, we've got to remember that our best things aren't all behind us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. And he's like, all right.
This is what
this
gajillionaire is trying to do if you're just joining us in 2012 or 13. I can't remember when it first started. He started getting applicants.
Yeah. He was
ready.
He's been building this for a while.
Because he wants to go to Mars. He wants to colonize Mars because he believes that the best is yet to come. And we want to reach out. We want to learn and discover the origins of the universe. And if they're not on Earth, the answers are on Mars.
Yeah.
What's going to happen when we get to Mars and we're like, oh, it's not here either?
Here's what I always really feel bad for, like, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Pluto.
I felt bad for
Pluto for a long time. But I'm telling you, man. All these other planets in our solar system get a bad rap. Yeah. All the cool monster movies, the aliens are Martians.
Yeah.
They all come from Mars. No one. When was the last time you ever heard of like the aliens from Saturn?
Yeah.
Or you know what I mean? And if there's a planet I ever wanted to go to, it was Saturn because of the rings,
the rings
man.
Are cool.
Saturn
They're
has
awesome.
A ring around it.
I want to meet a Neptunite.
A Neptunite?
I just made that up.
Wouldn't it be Neptunesian? Huh?
Okay. You know, the problem is the men should be going to Mars and the girls should all be going to Venus. That's what should be going on.
Oh, hey.
That's what we should be doing. And then when we're all...
No. We need to go the opposite so
Agreed.
We can learn.
Ah,
so we can learn about each other.
Yes.
And when we all get just fed up, we can come back to Earth and meet in the middle.
There you go.
Boom. Boom.
There you go.
Hey, yo, this is Ken Johnson. I'm supposed to be on the list going on that thing over there at the Science Museum.
Awesome.
Yeah?
No, it's not. It's Pool Boy.
Hey, Pool Boy. Man, you sounded a lot
like my boy, JD.
Man.
No, but I just want to say when that happens, Abed, who did Nicolas Cage last night, is going.
Oh, did you love it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah!
That was the best. Dude.
It's
me and
back.
My son watched that show religiously. So.
I've never seen it.
It's back.
Last night was my first go-around with Community, so apparently now I have to go back in time and watch
did
all
you
the
feel
show.
Okay, me and Nuke that's in House of Heroes and our buddy James, we would in Nashville, we would every Thursday night, we would watch it together. And this last season just wasn't that great, you know, because it was different showrunner and all that stuff. But last night, it really felt like the show just came back.
Yeah, it's a good show, man. You got to watch it, Steve.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll go back to the beginning.
He's going to Mars. Abed is going to Mars.
Abed is going to Mars.
All right, man. I love you guys.
Love you too. Pool Boy from Cruises.
Yeah.
Last night, one of Mateo's favorite shows in the entire universe came back. Community.
It's on
NBC.
Yes.
I watched about 5 minutes of it last night, and I was chuckling. It's I should have watched more.
I feel like I need to go back now and watch it
from the beginning
because I was really interested, but it was like they were already done with college and what's happening, and I don't know who these guys are.
Can you watch it on Netflix?
Yes.
Is it available on Netflix?
It's on I don't know if the whole thing's on Netflix, but okay. It's all on Hulu.
Okay. Oh, Hulu, okay.
Yeah. And it's probably all on Netflix now because the rest of it was on there, and I bet
sure.
they have the new season.
Yeah.
Man, it's so
funny.
He
kept, like, the whole episode, I kept asking questions, and he was so like, it was like, we were missing jokes, because they would say a joke, and he'd be like, now, she's the Christian on the show, so that's why the Jesus thing, and
okay.
then this, and so he was, like, explaining everything, so then it was, like, this delayed, like, ha, 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 okay, that is funny.
Yeah, the thing about the show, it got criticized a lot for it, but it's the genius of the show is that it's called meta, where it's making jokes that... It's like it's joking on itself. It realizes
right.
it's a TV show or something. And so there was a Zach Braff voiceover
Incredible.
At the end of the
From
episode.
Scrubs, because they were talking about Scrubs.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I mean, you just
clever.
Had to, it was like two lines
that's
from JD
clever.
From Scrubs.
Yeah.
It was so
that's
great.
Clever.
It was awesome. And
Static.
Then the, it's great. It's great.
Hello?
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 Hello.
Hi.
Hey, that Pooh Bear or Pooh Bag. From Las, where is he from?
Yeah, the
Las boy from
the
Las
Pool
Cruces.
Bear.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You should watch his mouth and not take the Lord's name in vain.
What?
What?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he sure did. And, you know, a lot of TV shows aren't that really great Christian promoting tools. So you guys should definitely talk about something else.
Okay, hey, you know, hey, well, hold on before you go, because you're wanting to produce a show. This is good. This is good. What would you like to talk about? Because we usually get a lot
there's
of...
There's plenty of
you know,
things else to talk about than an NBC community show.
Cool, so what would you want to talk about? Because we do get a lot of that, and usually people want to try and change things, but then don't really have any feedback or any actual... practical ways to go about making that change. So rather than complain, maybe offer a solution. So what would you want to talk about?
Oh, I definitely let people know not to take the Lord's name in vain over a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would love to talk about things that are going on right now other than TV shows. Let's talk about... things that are going on in the world, things in our own community, not some community show that people waste time
I see what you did there.
With.
That was clever. Mm. Talk about our community.
Well,
what's going on in your
yeah,
community?
What's going on?
There's plenty going on in our community. You know, Albuquerque and Rio Rancho and the surrounding area, New Mexico in general.
Yeah.
There's plenty of things to talk about. You know? Unless you guys are promoting NBC or something.
No,
we were just talking about a TV show.
Conversation.
All
right, well, what's going on in our community? What's going on at Calvary? Is there things going on? I'd like to know. I turned on the show now, and there's some guy saying, oh, my G-O-D, about some show, and I just wanted to turn it off, but I felt I needed to call and say something.
Yeah. So what's going on in your community?
I don't know. That's, you know, I try to turn it on and listen to you guys, but you guys talk about NBC shows.
Did you hear where we were talking about people trying to colonize Mars earlier?
Calling what?
Colonizing Mars. That's what we've been talking about.
All day.
There's a bajillionaire who's trying to get people to Mars to colonize it. We were talking about the validity of it.
Oh, well, that's all commercial and marketing hype for probably someone else's business. Just like they're sending people, there?
Yeah, they're sending people there permanently to colonize, and we have Pastor Sam Swan in studio from the New Mexico Baptist Convention.
So check
of
this
New Mexico
out.
Association
you don't think that
Association
they're
going
to just send some people to a remote place into some remote location and have maybe make some TV show out of it to get their ratings up?
Probably.
Or you actually think
Mars?
They're going to send people to Mars?
I don't know.
I don't know that there's television reception in Mars. I don't know.
Well, this brings up an interesting thing.
No. What they're going to do is they're going to claim that they're sending people to Mars, but put them into some remote location, such as the government does.
Yeah.
And have some reality-based TV show on it and have everybody watch it.
Well,
that's what I think is going to happen. I think they're not going to send no people to Mars. If anything, it's going to be in our backyard in some mesa and have it as some TV show, so someone else can get rich, so NBC can get rich, so ABC can get rich, or any other channel.
So do you think this, because this brings up an interesting point, do you think they filmed the moon landing?
Do I think they filmed the moon landing?
Yeah, back in the 60s. Like, was that a publicity stunt, you think? I wonder about that sometimes. I'm just wondering if you wonder that.
I really don't know too much about that. Whether they did or not, they did a good job at it.
Yeah.
Regardless, it put the U.S. on the map for space industry. And, hey, that's a
good
thing.
It made money for the space industry.
Yeah,
the space. It made money for that
company.
They
made a little money.
They made a lot of money.
Do you have any TV shows that you're interested in? Do you watch TV?
No, man. I try and do as much. I try and stay away from TV.
Anyway.
And video games and all that stuff. There's way too much things to do in the world besides zoning out onto the tube.
This is good.
That's what I think.
Healthy alternatives. I like this topic. Healthy alternatives to spending all your time playing video games and watching television. What was the last thing you spent your time doing?
A lot of my time is spent going to school, studying, reading parts of the Bible, talking to my friends about it.
That's good. What are you studying to be?
Right now, I'm in business.
Oh, making some money.
Right now, I'm in business and marketing. Before that, I was just taking my basics, you know, taking a few classes here and there. But sitting around watching TV is not... it's not something to promote on a Christian radio station. There's so much other things you guys can do or talk about.
No. Like
go out into your community and go join some protest groups against abortion. Go join some groups.
I have a question. I have a question.
Groups.
Have you?
Wait,
okay.
Whoa. Occupy groups.
Now here's the question, business major. Have you? Is this your
I'm
first
not
time
a
tuning
business
in?
Major, I'm starting out in business.
Is this your first time tuning in to Static Radio?
Tuning in?
Yeah.
Or calling in?
Tuning in.
Do you ever listen?
Do you listen to Static?
Yeah, here and there.
Do you listen on Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. when we have Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project, where we talk about adoption, foster parenting, and what they are doing to actually counteract the crazies who are out there on the street corner, quote-unquote, protesting, and all they're doing is destroying the name of Jesus because they're spitting on people that are hurting and dying and need a Savior and redemption in Jesus Christ?
Are you talking about the abortion topic?
We every Thursday we have a guest in that talks about a thing called Aspen Project.
Good point, Don.
And what they do is they try to take in... first off, the Aspen Project's more like...
foster care, adoption, alternative. So what they do is they'll actually go to abortion clinics, and rather than destroy them with words, what they do is let them know that there are alternatives, like keeping the baby and then letting that baby or giving that baby up for adoption to a loving family that wants that child. And so instead of just saying, hey... you know, don't do that, they're actually offering an alternative. Kind of like, hey, don't talk about that TV show. They're saying, hey, don't talk about that TV show. Instead, let's talk business ethics.
Yeah.
They do a really good job.
And, you know, it's a little bit
I applaud the people who go out there and spend their time and give up their time to stand up for these unborn babies, just like a lot of protests stand up for certain rights and, you know, activist rights, such as environmentalists. I applaud all those people who go out there who are doing something instead of sitting around watching TV and talking about it.
I know, man. Bunch of lazy people doing that. Listen, speaking of the environmental rights and stuff like that, do you feel like if we actually colonized Mars, that we could raise a suitable living environment for humanity? Or do you think it would just kind of fall flat? Because 95% of the atmosphere in Mars is carbon dioxide. But what I'm thinking is, plants breathe carbon dioxide, am I right? So they get up there and we plant this huge garden, and then the plants start just making oxygen. You see what I'm saying? Do you think that's a good idea or is that a bad idea?
I think the good idea right now is to focus on problems and the issues we have here on Earth.
Yeah.
Let the future people deal with Mars and colonizing that. Right now, let's deal with our own issues. let's get on track. Let's everybody get together, form, join a group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask
you this. Join an online discussion. Do something.
Yeah.
And let's colonize Christ here and try to take our problems elsewhere to another planet.
Wait, take the problems elsewhere or keep them here and deal with them.
Hey.
God bless.
God bless you
God
too,
bless.
Man. Hey. It's power of love.
Occupy New York. See you, man.
Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Can I talk like this for a minute? And
no, we've had enough of that.
No, we
just, moving on.
We had a good portion of that.
And make absolutely no sense. I apologize. Like I was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There was some sensicalness. That
business sense, ethics.
Business.
What are you
ethics.
Doing today?
There was some sense there.
Yeah, there was sense.
Amounted to about 19. 19 cents.
I think we got a good 20 out of it.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Why not?
Yeah.
I literally almost fell asleep driving.
Oh, see, that's bad. We want quality radio. We want good radio.
Yeah.
The point is good radio, not terrible radio, so we were hoping to provide that.
So speaking of good radio, you want to go to Mars or what?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's go to Mars.
But only if NBC's going, because they're television shows. Wait.
No, I'm not going, because if NBC's going, then obviously we're just going to Mars to make money, because we don't do enough of that here on Earth.
We don't. And we need to go join the Occupy Against Mars group.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding.
That's a good idea right here on Earth. Thank you for the call. Bringing it full circle. Yeah. Amazing. Static.
Static.
I love my community. Later.
Later. That was Pool Boy from Cruces.
Pool Boy, you need not defend yourself.
What just happened?
I don't know.
The best thing ever just happened, am I right?
Sam Swan, where were you? You're like the pastor in the situation, and you just stood back and just laughed at
us. I'm just a guest.
He was the wise man in that situation.
You're at dinner with us. The Mormons just showed up at our door, and you're like, I'm just going to let you roll. This is your home.
That'd be a little different.
Okay.
I would be able to have some good discussion with that. However...
Dude.
I live by the proverb that says, better to keep your mouth shut.
Even a fool is not wise.
And thought a fool than to open it and remove all doubt. Yep. That's how I roll.
Man, I open my mouth and I remove all that doubt all the time. Straight up.
Me too, which is what surprised. I was kind of surprised I was so quiet. I didn't know.
Hey, you know what, though? Speaking of Mars and planets and stuff.
Yeah.
And Mormons.
Yeah.
Straight up. I'm down for a planet. You guys, come see me. I'll talk to you all night long.
There you go.
That's it.
That's it.
That's, you know what?
That's why you go to Mars. Because you can have one right here on Earth. Wait, no.
Why is he trying to raise so much money? He could have just gone and talked to them and gotten his own. I'm sorry. He could have got his own. All right, it's 8:36.
Oh, man. Sam Swan.
Those girls are out there.
It's been
an adventure.
Adventurous morning.
Heck with Mars. We got adventures right here.
We went to Mars and came back and then went to some unnamed planet for just a little while.
The planet was called our community.
Yes.
Duh.
Dude, heck yeah. I'm going back to community college. Yeah, that's what that show inspired me to do so that I can get more involved in my community with the people around
me. After all that, I still have no idea what that guy wanted me to do.
I think be involved in the community.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Well,
here's what I got. I did get one little nugget.
Okay.
He said the discussion about Mars is a little frivolous because we have enough stuff to take care of here at home. Right. Why try to go
to Mars?
All the way out to Mars, which was the same discussion that people were having back in the 60s when we went to the moon.
That's true.
That is a legitimate argument to talk about, and that's the one thing that I heard that I understood.
So people are like, hey, man, we're fighting wars in Vietnam.
Right.
Why are we going to the moon?
Right. And we got disease. We can send a man to the moon, but we can't cure the common cold. That's one I heard a lot when I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
When I had a cold, by the way. It was. I kind of believed that one for a little while.
You're like, hey.
Hey,
he's
they're
got a
right.
point.
They're walking on the moon, and I am hawking up loogies, and it's driving me crazy.
There you go. Boom.
Go.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
That's what I learned today.
I have to reevaluate things. Thankfully, it's a Friday, so we have a whole weekend to figure our lives out.
I'm just glad I'm not part of Poema, so I don't have to follow this.
I think I'm going to start
protesting. They're going to have a tough show.
I'm protesting this radio station.
Oh, man.
You can find me out right outside the door here with a sign from now on, 6 to 10 a.m.
It says, shame on you, Static Radio.
Matt Mateo's an idiot.
I love it. On the way, Poema going to be hanging out in studio. Maybe quality radio will happen at some point this morning.
I'm sure.
Sam Swan, it's been amazing.
Hey, great to be with you guys, as always.
There it is. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
In my mind, I can see your face as your love pours down in a shower of grace.
Talking to you, Mateo. Some
people tell Thanks, man. It's not a dream. Didn't sound creepy or anything. I'm cool with it. Of things unseen.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Oh, you need headphones.
Ah!
It is Friday, 8:50. Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O Mateo hanging out with you. Flashback Friday, and in honor of a Throwback Thursday photo, our Flashback Friday is DC Talk. In honor of the ever silent, or at least ridiculously quiet, Shailene.
Shailene! Oh.
No, you have to talk!
Shailene!
No, I love DC Talk. They're my first concert.
I know.
I was 4 years old.
Four.
It was, I think it was at a Billy Graham crusade.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. Yep. Amazing.
I remember they had a mosh pit. That's what they called it, like the mosh pit. And it was like a specific little like sectioned off area. And
wow.
my parents were going to go. And I was like, oh, I want to go too. And they're like, no, you're too small.
You're too
wow.
small.
Yeah, I remember that.
What was that song DC Talk does about a girl like going
that
to Olive
kind of
Garden?
Girl.
It's called That Kind of Girl. I used to, when I was young, know the rap to that part. I thought I was so bad to the bones. Like, I knew the rap.
Bad to the bone?
If you play it, we can sing the whole
thing. Wait. You can sing what?
We can do the whole thing along if you play that song.
Where is it? What is it called?
That Kind of Girl.
That Kind of Girl.
Oh, man. Tell
she
me.
Is that
I know we've
kind
got that right.
Of girl.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll look it up.
Gosh.
Shailene, you've probably got DC Talk on your iPhone. Right?
I do.
Would that is ridiculous.
You want me to pull it up? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
We can play it right over here.
Amazing.
That's
by the way, cool. In studio now, welcoming in Poema. I don't know how you're going to top the last 15 minutes or so of radio.
I heard
However,
about that.
In many ways, it'll be the hardest thing ever to top, but then in many ways, it won't be hard at all. So go for it.
FYI, just a word of warning, caution, wisdom here. Don't bring up network television in any way, shape, or form. Okay.
Can I talk about The Office?
Nope.
Downton
NBC.
Abbey?
BBC. So
BBC's
maybe.
Okay.
Wait, although if we're
is that PBS?
If we're dealing
with PBS, that's like
if we're dealing
that's
with
not community,
but that's
oriented.
Across the pond, we should be dealing with problems in our own backyard.
Are you playing? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Do you guys love Downton Abbey?
So much.
Hello, welcome to Static Radio.
Oh.
The morning show.
Okay, so for the rest of this hour, you guys have to talk like you're a cast member of Downton Abbey.
Of course. Wait, no, then you gotta have an accent.
Of course.
Well, yeah, that was an accent.
Hello. Oh, gosh, it's going to turn Australian. I know it is.
Hello. It's like she can't predict it.
At least you're attempting.
I have no
you
control
so
over it.
I don't know what happened.
Amazing.
I don't know what's going to come out.
So yesterday, we had you guys in studio. It was all official. We did the official interview. You guys played a new song. But today is just like, hey, let's have the Puckett girls in to hang out. So today is less Poema, more you guys just being obnoxious and fun.
Yay.
I love this.
I'm excited.
I love this idea. So,
we got Daniel and Shane right here.
I got this song. I got the song. Nope, not on that album.
Wow.
She has
you have
albums.
Multiple
it
albums.
It's Spotify
on your phone.
So she has them all. Okay, it's the second song.
Okay.
Amazing.
There we go.
So, today is Flashback Friday, and we come up with, you know, different bands, whether it's Genesis or Exodus or Deuteronomy or.
Great band. Deuteronomy.
See,
is it playing?
Phil Collins. Oh, I'm doing the wrong one. There you go.
There it is.
There you go.
Wait a minute. The rap
you missed
part
it.
Is the part we know.
Yeah, oh, you only know the rap?
Yes. How do you go back on this thing?
I know all of it. Yeah.
What do you mean, how do you go back?
I don't know Spotify. Wait, there it is. There it is.
Ready?
Okay,
oh,
this goes. This takes you all the way back to Free at Last.
One, two, three. The other night I met a girl and she looked at me so nice. I asked her for the digits and she didn't think twice. A couple of days later, called her up and asked her out. She said with you, I said with me, and then she said without a doubt. I took her to the garden where I guess we go to the olives. She wore a tighter skirt than any I had seen in college. She said she liked to smoke and drugs. I asked her if she had a tailor. Finally, I walked her to the go, Shailene!
Shailene!
All right, ready? She slapped me in the face and said, boy, you must be crazy.
different from. I think that's the girl you.
She didn't stutter.
Wow.
I remember this song.
Okay, it's been a few years. A little rusty.
It's okay.
We'll keep. We were raised on this.
But here's the crazy thing. You know how you can go years without hearing a song, and then all of a sudden, like in the back of your brain, that memory pops up, and you know every single word to the song.
Yeah, that was really weird. How we just knew every. Yeah.
That happened to me earlier.
A long time ago.
Yeah. We started playing some old song, and I knew the rap happened, and I went and then back.
Knew every word to it.
You want to know something really bad? The other night, it was a New Year's. We were at a New Year's party, and they played Justin Bieber's baby, and that ludicrous part, knew every word. I was like, this is so embarrassing, but I can't stop singing it.
Well, you guys were telling us that Ludacris was a big influence on your new stuff, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, they said it was experimental. Yeah, started listening experimental. To a lot of Eminem, a lot of Ludacris.
A lot of hip-hop influence.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So, some Kanye, some Nas
they
up in there.
They got those mad beats.
Yeah. Yes. So, which of course means we have to have... I promise we wouldn't do this.
No, it's happening.
I can't take back a promise. I promised they wouldn't have to do a rap battle.
Yeah. You did. But we just rapped.
That's not a rap battle,
rap.
Though.
Hey.
Freestyle.
You didn't write those words.
That was rap.
Freestyle. Here, look.
We're begging you.
I'll make up a rap right now.
You want a beat? Like, just a beat, though.
Give me a beat.
I want to
cry.
You're talking to the wrong person here.
Give me a beat.
Give you a beat.
Is there a song with a beat in it? Surely there's a song.
You can drop a beat with... your mouth.
I left all my beats at home.
Is that all that?
On the beet farm.
Oh,
don't you know the beet? That's good.
Wow.
Hey.
I got nothing with beets. Everything's like, okay, how about you roll old school classic? Does
no,
that count
I don't
as a
sing
beat?
Over Jackson stuff.
What? No? It's just a beat, though.
I can't do it.
It's a solid beat.
That's like.
That's a good beat. It's like sampling. You're Kanye. You're sampling
Kanye.
The classics.
Kanye.
Hey, look, I'm going to let you finish, but hang on. I'm not Kanye. All right, now you can finish.
I see what that's you did good. There. All right, let's see. Would that be? That's kind
of
like
can
a
do
slow
this.
Beat.
Yeah, this what? Is a beat.
All right.
I got it.
Mateo.
I'm coming in. Hey, my name is Mateo, and I'm on the radio. We had a good time, because our show was today. And the Poema Girls are here, and they're kind of cool. Man, they're super awkward. They make us look like fools. But that is fine, because we do it every day. Rapping what we want, whatever we want to say. Get in the community and get involved. Occupy Albuquerque, yo, y'all, what?
Whoa, that's really good.
Thank you. I'm also super white, so if you're listening, that's what that sound was. It was me being super white.
Wow, that was amazing. I'm proud of you.
I didn't even say flow.
Here's the deal.
You got to have your hot words you go to when you say, like Coon would always say, I don't give a dang.
All right.
That was his thing. He would
dang.
Say it.
What rhymes with dang? Slang?
Slang.
Yin yang?
Do your yin thing. Yang.
Do your thing.
Oh, man. God is doing a new thing.
He is doing a new thing.
You know, he's doing it.
He's doing it.
Now amazing. All right, we've got to take a quick break. It's just before 9 o'clock. Here's the deal. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we've got a lot to get to.
We do.
It's Flashback Friday with DC Talk. You guys have an incredible game that you have invented that we are going to do in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yep.
I almost feel like we need to get a listener involved in this one.
Oh, we do.
Maybe give away some CDs or something today.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we do.
I wish our friend would call back.
Oh, man. We got a lot to get to. That's coming up right around the corner. Flashback Friday with Poema and Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
One? Not yet?
Not yet.
Two?
The next one.
They count at some point, right?
I know, but it's the next one.
Gosh!
Here it comes. There it is.
Cool. Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O Mateo.
Flashback Friday. We're celebrating with DC Talk.
That's right. And I know normally we do, like, you know, Peter Gabriel, the Police.
Yeah. We were going to do Van Halen, and then we realized our Van Halen catalog is a little...
light.
Yeah, a little
it
light.
It consists of one song.
We're going to build that Panama. Up, and then we're going to do Van Halen.
Heck yeah. Speaking of Van Halen, you guys had this game last night at dinner that was kind of epic. We need to name this game.
Name it now.
Okay.
Name it.
All right. Well, let's talk about what it is.
Name it, claim it.
Talk about what it is.
How did this game originate?
We were making our Christmas EP like a few years ago with this guy named Aaron Marsh.
Okay.
And he had actually, him and his friend made it up. And it's basically what you do is you take a band and you convert that band into a Christian cover band.
Okay.
So, for example, Van Halen, we renamed Van Hale Him.
Now, did you have to write any songs?
Oh,
like,
no,
from
no.
Van Hale, Hale Him?
That's like next level.
That's next level, I know.
Haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, we're not that committed.
Oh, come on.
Gosh, what would Panama now, be?
Oh, see, now you could come up with like whole concepts. Hang on, like records. We are going to start one of these Christian cover bands.
Let me think. Keep going.
Yeah, let's
so does
keep
that
on.
Mean
it's hard? Yeah.
Does you have to change the name to where it's rhyming? Like you can't add stuff. So it couldn't
you
be
can
like.
Add. All right.
So well, could it be like Huey Lewis and the Good News of Great Joy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Or this one here: Dave, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John Band.
Gosh.
Or would it be Dave Matthews, Mark, Luke, and John Band?
John's band.
Dave Matthews, Mark Luke, and John's band.
All S's.
That
all
is incredible. That's it. I could be in that band.
You could be in that
I
band.
I really could. I know just about everyone.
My namesake's in the band.
On El Guitar. Gosh.
We don't have a name for it, though. I mean,
okay.
It's just called Christian Cover Bands,
we'll
I think.
Christian Cover,
Christian
band.
Cover band.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah.
So you can add, you can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We need to throw this out on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Maybe give away something for the best one. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Best one of the morning?
Yeah.
You got to come up with, I mean, these have to be clever. And I'm sure Paul in Houston has already come up with about 15 of them.
Let's see what he said.
Let's see.
Praise him now for Panama. Praise him now!
Praise him now!
Yep.
You win. Paul wins. He already won.
Yeah.
There's no sense in giving anything away. Paul wins.
He wins the internet.
Paul wins. Paul wins.
All right.
She's got a pretty good list.
You guys want to hear some more?
I do.
All right. I got a Praise-y.
Wait. Jay-Z.
Praise-y.
Praise-y.
Hang on. You got to say the original.
Okay.
Hang on.
Oh, Jay-Z, Praise-y.
Say that one.
George Strait and Narrow.
Oh, man.
The Preach Boys.
Beach Boys?
The Preach or we get Priesty Boys.
The Priesty
oh
Boys.
Hang on, and then gosh. Save that one.
Okay, and then we got hold on, there's more. Brad Praise Thee.
Praise
Iron Maiden Heaven, and last but not least, Macklemorman.
Actually that could be
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
We were talking about that one. What would Ryan Lewis be?
Ryan Jewish.
There's nothing to say. You guys have already won your own game.
We've had a few years.
And
though.
Ryan Jewish.
This is the best thing that's ever happened. This game is awesome. I don't even know how to put it on Facebook.
Like, I know.
We're playing,
wow.
We're playing a little game that Poema has introduced us to called Christian Cover Band.
This is probably the best game. Obviously, okay, being on the road, touring and stuff, you have to come up with things to fill time.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say that is probably
that's one of them, for
the
sure.
best? What's your favorite time passer where it's like, we have 12 hours till Ohio?
We do this game where we like make up like situations.
Scenarios.
And we'll be like, okay, would you rather have this happen or this happen?
Well, we're girls, and we tour with guys.
Right.
And so we try to trick the guys into showing us their character, that they have really just solid character. Like, we'll say something about marriage.
Right.
Like, okay, the girl you're about to marry, blah, blah, blah. And we'll try to get
show
them
your
to...
show your character.
Yeah, we'll try to get them to show us. Like, would
you're
you...
Shallow.
Okay, like we'll say, would you rather wait 50 years and you meet your soulmate, and then you can only marry your soulmate in 50 years, or marry the next girl you see? So we'll be like,
next random girl you see. And a lot of times they'll be like, oh, next girl I see.
Really?
Yeah.
At first. And then we
but
think
then
about
we're like,
it.
No, you
and
wouldn't.
Then the game gets real mean because you're like, what about that girl? And then everybody goes, oh, man. Those Poema girls are mean.
Dude, and it's always
so mean.
It's always when we're driving, so it's truckers.
Like, right, right.
Trucker chicks.
What about that girl? Is that a girl?
No, answer the question. Answer the question now. Now or never.
Do you have to answer?
Now or never.
Okay, I got Example, the Beach Boys equals the Preach Boys. What was another good one?
Yeah.
Jay-Z, Praise.
I'm doing it. Dude, Macklemorman and Ryan Jewish is pretty outstanding.
I think that's my favorite.
505-338-3700. If you win, we'll give you the internet. Seriously, we've got a bunch of old AOL discs there. I'm just kidding. Remember that? Do you remember that when they would just come in the mail randomly? It's like, what is Netscape 3.0?
And you'd have, my dad would be like, you throw that away. Don't put that in the computer. Because I think he thought if I put it in the computer, it would just automatically.
It would just like, boom, boom, boom.
Like ropes and tentacles
plug
would come
into
out.
The Matrix.
Like, yeah. You're on AOL. You've got mail. We got you. $50 a month.
Oh, man. Amazing. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to throw out some music real quick. We're going to come back. You and I, we have to come up with a list, all right? Each one of us individually. A list of these quote-unquote Christian cover band names. We threw some examples up on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And then we're going to get to this and throw down a battle of wits.
I'm going to say,
I love it.
Go and don't be mean.
The battle of wits has
begun. It begins. It shall continue momentarily. Right now, we got some fever. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Having a little fun on the radio this morning.
Yeah, having a little too much fun. I like the idea of people giving us band names and us having to come up with them because... Man, we've got some awesome ones.
Paul.
Yeah, of course, Paul and Houston.
Okay, Thebes and Paul are just on it.
If you're just joining us, we're playing a game that Aaron Marsh from Copeland invented, apparently.
TJ's doing what I was saying we should do. He's taking Christian bands and making their names more Christian. He said God's House of Heroes, echoing God's green earth, David's poemas.
Oh, man. So you got to take a band. You've got to become the Christian cover band. By the way, it's Flashback Friday with DC Talk. We couldn't have picked a better
gosh.
Day for this.
Steve says Bob Marley and the Wailers featuring Jonah Jett.
Gosh. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Are you there?
We just got butt dialed.
I guess so.
Okay.
Maybe it's our friend from earlier.
Maybe. All right. So, you want to hit Facebook first, or do you want to hit the list?
Yeah, I was just reading some of these.
All right.
One of the best ones, Thebes, he said Nuns and Roses, and then Matt jumped off that and said Nuns and Rosaries.
Yes.
That's pretty good. We have Huey Lewis and the Jews. Radio Godhead, LDS. The Beatles, the Beatletudes.
Pronounce that again.
The Beatletudes.
The Beatletudes. Up next, we got a new song from the Beatletudes.
That's really
hard.
And then Matt, he went for the good obvious one. Lord. Lord.
Yep.
No E.
No E. Yeah.
We've got Coldplay, Bold Prey, REO, Godspeed Wagon.
Oh my gosh, that is brilliant.
Slipknot of this world. That one's awesome.
That's incredible.
These are amazing.
I need to write that down just so I never forget.
I know.
Okay, I got to read. We got to read some of Paul.
Okay, you go with Paul.
Paul from Houston. Preyonce.
All right. That's good.
Lana Del Prey.
Yep. That's
King of Kings of Leon.
King of Kings.
The Christ Stripes. Wow. I feel like that's going to be a name.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, up next we got Lambs of Glory and the Christ Stripes. Red Hot Chili Prayers.
Yeah.
Arcade Fire by Night.
Yeah.
Shailene said that
Shailene
one.
Shailene said that one off the air.
Cloud Rider instead of Flow Rider. As far as East is from. Wait, Kanye West. As far as East is from Kanye West. Sorry, there's a weird space.
I like that.
Walk 2 Miles Davis.
Oh,
Keeping the Black Sabbath. And I think that last one was just a thought. I don't think that was a band.
Wow. I love it. I love it. All right, off air, this is what we came up with. We've got Maroon 5 Loaves and 2 Fish. And, of course, one of his friends on The Voice.
Yeah.
You know, we got Adam Levine. We got to throw in some CeeLo, I Will Be With You Always.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
We're going to die. We're gonna
get
what?
Like,
no,
these
read
are all this, just like biblical phrases tacked on.
This next one is mine. This is
I
the
love
one that
it.
This is the one people are going.
You got a great one.
Robin Thicke is the blood of the lamb. I'm gonna get hate mail.
And then we tried to go back to the old ways and do one. So we did the Backslide Boys.
Yeah.
And that's like kind of the Christian cover band that plays bars.
Watch out for them. Watch out for them.
Oh, he's got one. Oh. He's got one. Mumford and Son of God.
Oh, that's good.
Stever.
Stever contributing. All right,
read your next one.
The next one is my favorite band from growing up, Metallica, I'm All You Weary.
And then I said Hall and Oates and Frankincense and Myrrh. And that is not how you spell Myrrh.
They're all whatever. So long.
Myrrh.
Myrrh. Myrrh. Myrrh.
And then we were trying to find one for Rihanna, and you had a great one.
Oh, mine are just get religious.
No, that's okay.
I said Rihanica.
Rihanica's great. I love, we were trying to find one for Katy Perry.
Oh, that's a good one. Wait, Katy Perry?
No, Katy Perry. And you said Katy
Buried with Christ.
Yeah.
Wow.
Of course, the ever popular Real Big Fishers of Men.
And the In the Blink 182 of an Eye.
I love this game.
These don't even resemble band names whatsoever.
I feel like we need to do the Real Big Fishers of Men cover band.
We forgot Mark 311.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
Did you guys,
hold on, I got
a few more.
Okay.
Okay, Pearl Jam for the Lamb.
Yes!
Oh, my favorite.
John Prayer is in John Mayer. John 316 Lennon.
Lennon? What?
John 316 Lennon, of course.
Slip, oh yeah. Somebody said Slipknot of this World.
That's the one you wrote down.
I wrote that down.
That was a great one. Slipknot of this World, I like it.
Yeah.
Keep them coming, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Knights in Savior Service.
Oh, man. Stever just put up another little post. Post-it note that says "in sin," but like just a little "in," comma,
like
sin.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
In sin.
They are on tour currently with the Backslide Boys,
and opening up for them. Opening up is Britney Spears in his side.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Don't tell my mom.
Oh, man.
Don't tell him.
Oh, there we go.
Oy.
If you have more to contribute, facebook.com/mystaticradio or the phone line's open.
Okay.
505-338-3700.
Mick on Facebook says, he says it's lame, but he said Michael Laxson.
Oh, man.
Is that
more,
our,
maybe
is that
more.
Mick?
Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson.
Michael
and then
Laxson.
Insane Crown Posse.
Oh,
that's getting a big old light from this guy.
Boom!
That's good.
Insane Crown Posse.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't know if you already heard this one or not, but my 10-year-old wanted me to tell you Guns N' Moses.
Oh my gosh! Guns N' Moses! Oh, man.
Tell your 10-year-old he's incredible.
Well,
yes.
Right, incredible.
Will,
good job.
All right.
We could meld that together and be Nuns and Moses.
Oh,
that,
my gosh.
That is,
that's the perfect one.
That is the band.
Bill says Skrillexvicticus. Instead of Skrillex, I guess.
Wait,
Skrillexvicticus.
Skrillexviticus.
Skrillexvicus. That's it.
Okay.
Sorry, Bill. I totally messed that one up for you.
Static!
All right, I got two of them, guys.
All right,
let's
here we
go.
Lead us not into temptation.
Temptation. Oh, that's good.
That's awesome.
And Salt and Pepper of the Earth.
Oh, nice.
Man.
Oh, Heel, Deaf, and Leopard.
Oh, yes.
Heel, Deaf, Leopard.
All right, later.
Oh,
awesome.
Gosh.
All right, Israel Beachy, that used to be in Disciple and was in Staple before that, he says Lady Golgotha.
Oh, man.
And then he also said Mighty, Mighty Boss Atonement.
Yes! God!
Israel is a funny
There's some
dude.
Incredible ones this morning. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. I like the Heal the Deaf. Did he just say Deaf Leopard?
He said or heal the Deaf Leopard.
Heal the Deaf Leopard.
Leopard.
Leopard. Heal the Deaf Leopard.
That's hilarious.
Wow. Somebody else said Mumford and Sons of God.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Son.
This says Sons on here. The Violent Faith.
I
you
like
too
that.
Can find hope.
No, that's good.
Eminempathy.
Oh, that's good.
Corrective Soul.
Oh, man. That
and then
is
this guy,
great.
He says Fishers of Men, but he spelled it PH like fish.
Ah, oh, fish.
Yeah,
all
there
right.
you go.
I like that.
Wait, can I do one? What's the jam band that's like the string cheese?
String
never
cheese.
Never mind. I was thinking
incident
of,
or whatever.
I was going to do that atheist.
Or the Grateful Dead.
Spaghetti monster thing, but that. I was thinking it was the same thing. Never mind. Guys, move on. Hurry.
Move on. We're
Hurry.
Moving on. Moving on. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, how about Black Eyed Peas offerings? All right, take care.
Ooh, guys, BB King of Kings.
Oh. Yes! Yes!
Israel also said first and second Kings of Leon.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Man, we got a lot on Facebook. Facebook.com/MySonicRadio.
Third eye blind, but now I see.
Oh, oh my God! Yes! Oh! One of my favorite bands. That was brilliant.
Awesome.
Please keep them coming. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Incredible. We'll play a little music.
We'll come back.
We'll get to some more Facebook. We'll keep it going with the girls from Poema.
Woo!
Steam Awesome Morning
Party. Right now.
Static!
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Music!
Good morning! It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Dawn just sent me one. She said, whole with Y in parentheses, so holy.
She's funny.
Fronted
funny,
by, of gal. Course, the famous lead singer, Courtney Love Your Neighbor.
Oh!
No.
Oh, man. It's amazing. If you're just joining us, we're playing pretty much the greatest game ever. Brought to us by the ever-lovely Poema. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
You guys are awesome.
We okay. Invented it.
You invented this show.
So, Stever had
phone
some...
Phone lines are jammed.
Stever had some good ones, too.
All right.
Miley Cyprus.
I like that.
It's a little obscure, but it's good.
It is.
He obscure. Also said Pearl Before Swine Jam. He said LMFAITH. Instead of LMS,
I love it. It spells faith, people.
LM faith.
So many letters.
LMF.
You'll get it. Yeah. There's a lot of letters in faith.
66 of them.
Boom! Jesus.
I got a couple more guys.
Of the ages.
All right. Pair more of him, less of me.
Yes.
Barry White as Snow, and then we just got one that says Alicia Keys to the Kingdom.
Yes.
We got it. That was an email, right?
That was fantastic. Yeah.
So awesome.
We got phone lines that are jammed. We should probably take some. Static.
Okay, you guys got my wheels spinning.
All right,
let's do it.
On this game, okay, I got two of them. He's an artist, and he has two names. Snoop, like a dog returns to his vomit.
Yeah.
And Snoop, Lion of the Tribe of Judah.
Yes! Yes!
So, excellent. Dude, I'm going to be thinking about this all day, dude.
Good!
Heck yeah.
I'm writing them down, and I'm calling you guys Monday morning ASAP.
I love it. Love it. We'll keep it going. We'll keep
all
it going.
All right, man. I love you guys,
love
man.
Love you too, pool boy.
And I love my community.
There you go.
Oh! All right. Later.
Amen, buddy.
The dog returns to his vomit.
Never going to die.
Oh, static.
I have one.
All right. We want to hear it.
Citizens of heaven.
Wait, what was that?
Citizens of heaven.
Citizens of heaven.
Thank you.
That's
already a Christian band, right? Citizens?
But he just made them more.
Oh.
Because gotcha. They're like how Static
upgrade.
Radio is.
Oh
this
gosh.
It's like the for real.
It's like okay. Upping the Christian
Sam
in the
Swan
Christian band.
Just said Bruno Mars Hill.
Oh my God!
What?
Bruce, how did we not?
He said Bruce Eternal Springsteen.
Oh man.
And Little Jordan River Band.
Amazing. All right, we got a bunch more from Paul in Houston because he's a mad scientist of awesome. Knock on Three Doors Down.
Yep.
New Man on the Block, who could totally tour the Backslide Boys and Ensign. Bon Glory.
Oh, oh man, that's good.
Jovi.
He's Coming Nickelback.
No! Cast into the pit bull.
I like here's one that we were trying to do off air that we couldn't quite get. He came up with True Fighters.
Yeah. There we go.
Uh-huh.
Evanescence.
Evanescence!
Oh my gosh.
How could you not get that one? Ooh. I love it. Cast into the pit bull. That was so bad.
I got a shout out to my little brother, Josh. He said, led not into temptation, Zeppelin. He called me up to tell me that one.
I love it.
Stever says, instead of the fray, the prey.
Of course.
And Philip Philippians. Oh, man.
Philip Philippians. Oh, man. Will the I am?
All right.
I like
all
that.
Right.
All right.
Instead of Kesha, Christa. With a money sign.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Christ.
That's somebody
with
else
the
said
money
I
sign.
Doesn't work.
With a money sign.
Instead of Shakira, Shekinah.
Oh,
that one's easy.
Yeah.
Kelly Clark, Son of Man.
Yep.
Wow.
Justice Timberlake, really?
Justice.
Don said, mount up as eagles.
Yeah.
Gosh. Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. I don't want it to end, but we're almost out of show.
No, let's just... do the show till 12.
Oh, okay. I don't think Mitch won't mind. Will she if we steal
yeah,
2 hours
mind.
Of her show?
Her
oh, yeah,
show.
She will. Okay, of course she will.
Hey, be nice to
of
Mitch.
Of course she will.
We are nice to Mitch. No,
we
we're
are
not.
Wonderfully kind.
We're not.
Oh, he's got more.
Dude,
got-
I think.
Instead of Usher. Usher.
Just keep it Usher.
It's all in the way you say it.
Well, it's like Lord.
Usher.
It's like, well, yeah. Obviously.
Same with, like, the Carpenters.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
The Carpenter's son.
Or, like, foster the people. Like, there's, like, some yeah. that are just so obvious.
Right.
One Republic for God.
Oh, man.
Justin Timberlake of Fire.
Oh, man.
That's from
that
Dan. That's from Dan.
Great.
That's a night guy, Dan.
Yes, Dan! Dan wow. is amazing. You catch him 6 to
this
midnight on Static Radio. He's hilarious.
I feel like we've started an internet revolution.
Yeah, you're welcome. And a lot of like teenagers who will now take these band names and use them.
And we should make a tour poster for the Backslide
we,
Boys.
We
and
have.
We should kind of commit to that one because we have
really
a lineup.
That's like a whole tour.
We have like, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, we're doing real good.
I feel like we're not going to be able to choose like any one.
Some of the best. Yeah.
I mean, there's like.
Now we have, now the game so has been good. Upped. We have to come up with tours. So not just like one band,
yeah.
but who would tour together,
mm-hmm.
right? So you
Set
couldn't
up
have.
Packages, yeah.
Yes, I love it. So yeah. like the boy band scene, we got it. Now we're coming up with all, the whole scene.
Yeah, like genres and
Gosh,
yeah, we're,
yep.
we're categorizing them.
So Third Eye Blind, But Now I See can totally tour with No Doubting Thomas.
Yes.
Right? Because they actually did tour together, I think.
Oh my gosh, it's so genius. Third Eye Blind, But Now I See.
Who would Slipknot of This World tour with?
They're going to go out.
They'd probably go out with Metallica, Come All You Weary.
Yeah, but they're going to have a crazy opener, and it's going to be Insane Crayon Posse.
Yes, yes.
And it's just going to get nuts.
So it'll be like random hip hop or whatever?
It's going to be nuts. Like,
how did we not come up with Burning Bush?
Oh!
Because they would totally tour with No Doubting Thomas.
Yes, they would.
Third Eye Blind, But Now I See. Gosh, this game just got upped!
Upped game.
Oh,
wonder.
Man. Well, unfortunately, it's that time.
Yep.
It is that time to say adios.
Oh, man.
But we do a final segment on the show, and the segment is called, What Did You Learn? So what have you learned on this beautiful Friday?
Go for it, Shailene.
I have learned that the internet is filled with very smart people,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a little bit jealous of everybody's great ideas. I'm like, oh, I wish I would have thought of that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
I'm just
there's
proud
really good
of
ideas.
So
it's a good day for our listeners.
I don't know what that means. I learned, but
what'd you learn, Elle?
Same, you know.
Same.
There's a lot of smart people on the internet.
We don't
wow.
know it all.
Yeah.
We don't know it all.
I'll tell
wow.
you what I learned.
But as a community,
there you go.
Right.
We learned it all together.
I learned
we
that
learned
community
it together.
Is
together.
It's important. In a mm-hmm. service type of way, but you should never watch a TV show based on it.
Right.
Because then you might get sent to Mars to colonize that place and
yeah.
establish the first church. If you're not involved in like an Occupy movement
oh, I have
right.
a, I have
back here on Earth.
I have a question. Do you think the first church on Mars would be Mars Hill?
Well, see,
we decided it would be Mars Planet.
Well,
or just
yeah,
Mars.
Okay.
I feel
yeah.
like
or Hill.
They would
just
want,
Mars.
They would want to be there, but not immediately because there's only a community of, like, say there's 100 people colonizing Mars. That's not a big enough community, and there won't be a Starbucks there yet.
So
they will be fashionably late. However,
great. Now we're going
to
get.
However, all the Baptists will be fighting to be First Baptist
Boom.
Church
yeah.
of Mars.
What are
so,
the Methodists going to do? We
I'm
still
telling
don't
you,
know.
Sam Swan of the Baptist Convention in New Mexico, who joined us earlier, said he probably would pastor that church.
Yeah, meanwhile, the Mormons are saying,
leader.
Hey, we've had our own planet since we started. We've all got our own. Are you interested? Yes, I am. Another thing I learned is definitely which sister copies the other one if they have a test.
Because
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because Shailene's like, this and this, and then Elle's like, same.
What she said.
Woo!
Samesies.
Same.
That's
at her
how
paper.
I do it. I'm younger. I can
hey.
Coast a little bit.
There
and
you go.
We also learned that not only are the girls extremely talented, and they can sing, and they
mm-hmm.
can play, and it's awesome.
Talk yeah. about how pretty we are.
But they...
Just kidding.
She said it. But they also aren't awkward all the time.
Yes, you guys were hilarious today and brought your A-game.
A-game.
And you have helped us with a new game on Static Radio that's going to last for the ages.
Yeah, this like, took on a life of its own.
Rock of Ages!
Before we go, Paul says, Stone Temple God is my co-pilot.
Oh my gosh.
That's just a bumper sticker. That's not biblical.
Hey, if God's your co-pilot, you need to change seats.
Oh, man.
Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. How did we not do Prince of Peace?
Oh, okay.
They're just like coming to me and we have to go.
Ah, it'll happen all day. Hey, call in or write on Facebook all day. You can talk to Mitch or Celeste and they'll bring it up.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah.
All right. I'm out.
I'm out.
All right. You guys out?
Yeah. I could stay for a little while if you want.
Okay, you stay. Fun. You just
you
stay.
And Mitch, you
I
got this.
I want to be on the radio.
There you go.
I don't want to do music anymore.
You guys are amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And, of course, we have all the information on you.
Yeah.
Especially the Wikipedia page because it's the most accurate.
We connected your Facebook. You definitely have the face for radio, so maybe you should stick around.
That's the joke my dad makes.
That's what everybody told me for the first 2 weeks I was here.
I didn't tell you that joke.
No, you didn't because you love me. Everybody else is like, you got a face for radio.
All morning my dad goes, yeah, you guys have a good face for radio.
Del.
Oh
my god. Del, the funky Homo sapien. Do you guys remember that rap artist?
No.
Yeah. Del, spelled the same way, D-E-L.
Really?
Del.
The funky Homo. How do I don't know?
I know. He was a rap artist back in the day.
I don't know that?
He became part of Gorillaz.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Gorillaz. He was the rap dude from Gorillaz.
There's a rapper called Mr. Del.
Oh, man. True. I gotta go.
Wait, instead of Gorillaz, what about Godzillas?
Oh, man. doesn't work.
I love Godzilla, though.
No.
Oh, we better go.
Yeah. We were like on top, and now we're kind of like.
I just wanted everybody to be humbled.
Borderline getting canceled. The original creators have to come back and help make this better.
It's all about the money, man.
On NBC. Boom, boom, boom. The more you know. We'll see you guys again Monday. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.